be fun on Monday night. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news sponsored by Natron's Healthy Trinity. I'll see you Monday, Mr. Rob Martyr.
Have a good weekend. Cloudy and 76 at O'Hare. Mayor Emanuel laid out his vision for fighting crime tonight at Malcolm X College. Job opportunities, training, and new technology for police, the addition of almost 1,000 new and promoted officers, all part of his plan.
For all the things that make Chicago great, for all the things that make us proud to call ourselves Chicagoans, the violence that is happening corrodes our core. It is not the Chicago we know, and it is not the Chicago we love.
The mayor's entire speech is at WGNRadio.com. A woman tried to lure a four-year-old girl from a school playground in the 2700 block of North Lockwood at about noon today. A woman waved her over, held money through the fence. The girl then ran to her grandmother after taking the money. Police say the woman asked for her name before leaving in a green minivan. Anyone with information is asked to call police, or you can go to tipsoft.com. A curfew being imposed in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight after three nights of protest over the shooting of a black man by police. The citywide curfew will run until 6 in the morning. It was a third night of protests again tonight. Last night, a man died in what police call a civilian-on-civilian shooting. Prosecutors in Oklahoma allege a white police officer reacted unreasonably when she fatally shot an unarmed black man and that she unnecessarily escalated the situation. In an affidavit filed with a first-degree manslaughter charge today against Tulsa officer Betty Shelby. Republican vice presidential nominee Governor Mike Pence out on the campaign trail tonight, telling supporters in Mesa, Arizona, what he and running mate Donald Trump promised to do if they're elected.
The Trump-Pence team is going to work our hearts out every day of the week until we revive the American dream for every American, regardless of race or creed or color or gender. We're going to bring the American dream back to life.
The body of a baby found in DuPage County last month has been laid to rest by the sheriff's office. WGN's Ryan Burrow reports.
The baby dumped Baby Hope was laid to rest in a small white casket at St. Michael's Cemetery in Wheaton Thursday. In attendance, Sheriff John Zaruba, Coroner Richard Jorgensen, and other law enforcement officials. Sheriff Zaruba is still looking for more information about the child's parents. Baby Hope was discovered inside a backpack by a landscaper near a wooded drive August 15th. The child is believed to be of Hispanic or Asian descent. Ryan Burrow, WGN News.
We'll take a look at sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
No hype, just honest-to-goodness value, day in, day out. Those are the closing words of each commercial from Goods Furniture. And when you make that short trip to Kewaunee and visit Goods Furniture, they don't exaggerate sales with hyped-up commercials. No, they'd rather make you feel right at home, where you'll be able to see, touch, and feel the items that you want in your own home. So sit, relax, and visualize the pieces that speak to you the most. And when it comes to value, well, that's what you'll get day in and day out. Value that's far superior to what you'll find elsewhere. So experience a great day at Goods Furniture while enjoying the warm ambience of their wine cellar restaurant and the shops at Market Square. It's just an easy drive out west on I-80, or you can even jump on the Amtrak to Kewaunee. Goods Furniture, open every day from 9 to 6. Goods Furniture, reminding you once again, no hype, just honest-to-goodness value, day in, day out.
Here's something that might hold your interest. The Capital One 360 Money Market Account offers one of the nation's best interest rates, with no fees and access to your money wherever you are with our top-rated app. Finally, you can get excited about savings again. Visit CapitalOne.com or a cafe in the Gold Coast at the corner of East Chestnut and North Wabash Avenue to find out more. What's in your wallet?
Visit a location or go online for complete terms and conditions. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
The flavors of fall are here. Come into any Argo Tea to get this season's favorite, pumpkin chai. Enjoyed hot or cold, our pumpkin chai is the perfect blend of spicy rooibos chai tea with smooth pumpkin flavor. On Saturday morning, October 1st, come into any of Argo Tea's 16 Chicagoland cafes to get your very own free pumpkin chai through noon. Visit ArgoTea.com to learn more.
Hey If you're anything like most of us, you tend to think of worship in terms of what we're doing here in this building today. You think of worship as coming together to sing or to pray or to sit quietly, and that's part of it, of course, but at its heart, worship is a lot more significant than that.
Join Dan Meyer, senior pastor from Christ Church of Oak Brook, this Sunday at 5:30 a.m. on Love Changes Life.
WGN Sports, the Bears continue prep for another primetime matchup this Sunday night against the Cowboys in Dallas.
With Matt Forte out of the picture, the Bears talked a lot about riding the hot hand at running back this year. But after rookie Jordan Howard busted off 18 yards on his first two career runs Monday night, he was taken out, and starter Jeremy Lankford was put back in.
I think I was taken out at that point because it was Jeremy's drive.
So who makes that call? Bears offensive coordinator Dow Loggins was asked that specific question.
I'm thinking about the next play call, and I trust Coach Drayton to do a good job with the substitutions, which he does.
Stan Drayton is the Bears running backs coach. Covering the Bears at Hallis Hall, Adam Hogue, WGN Sports.
You can hear Adam's Intentional Grounding podcast and more on the Bears at WGNradio.com/Bears. The start of week three of the NFL season, last start tonight in New England. Patriots go on to beat the Texans 27-0. No baseball tonight for the Cubs or White Sox. The Cubs begin a three-game weekend series at Wrigley tomorrow afternoon against the Cardinals. Let's take a look at traffic right now with Esmeralda Leon.
It has gotten a little bit better on the Kennedy. We are still seeing delays on the inbound side. We still have that accident before California. Also, roadwork Canfield to Harlem, a left lane closed. Costner to Belmont, another left lane down there. 37 minutes from O'Hare to downtown, 12 from the split. On the outbound side, you're 16 to the Montrose Junction, 23 to O'Hare, and reversibles are closed on both sides right now. On the Edens, you are clearing up there, 15 minutes both ways. Eisenhower is looking much better. We're not seeing any problems on either side. Stevenson clear, so is the Dan Ryan. Lakeshore Drive, we're also seeing just a couple delays in the downtown area. Bishop Ford, I-57, running with no major problems. On the tolls, 355 northbound slow before 75th Street. We had an accident westbound 8094 near the state line. That has cleared up. And on the Metro, Union Pacific Northwest trains both inbound and outbound behind schedule about an hour because of switch problems. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, mostly cloudy. A few light showers still, possibly late or overnight, a low of 69. Tomorrow, cloudy, modestly cooler, several scattered showers, a high of 78, low to mid-70s area beaches. Saturday, mostly cloudy, seasonable temperatures, moderately humid, a few morning sprinkles going up to 78, low to mid-70s along the lake. And Sunday, a good deal of cloudiness, more humid, several scattered showers. Thunderstorms could impact about 40% of the area with a high of 80 degrees. Right now, 76 at O'Hare, Midway 79, Crystal Lake 73, 70 at Chicago's lakefront. The barometer is holding steady. The Lake Michigan water temperature is 68. I'm Rob Martier in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Thursday, September 22nd. Joining me is Dr. Daphne Scott, our resident positivity expert.
You're
Hello,
our resident, Patty.
Which means you should be here all the time. I don't know where you've been, but we need all the positivity we need. Also joining us is Dr. Charles Turk, the CEO of Scientia CME, continuing medical education company. And this is exciting to have you both here.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here. I'm happy to be here. It's nice to see Chuck.
Hey, it's good to be here too. I am the resident neutrality expert in the studio tonight.
I didn't know. Did I need one?
No.
Well,
as long as we don't have any negativity, I think that I can balance it out, and we should be relatively positive.
Positive and neutral.
Yeah.
Is the implication that I'm negative? I need to put that somewhere else. I don't think that's
That's the story.
Check it at the door, Patty.
Check it at the door. Leave it at home.
In traffic, we have Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Hello. It's good to see you again.
Aw, thanks.
And she was chomping on a big salad, made me feel bad, and I promptly went downstairs and bought myself a muffin.
Yay!
I'm enjoying that. In the producer's booth tonight, we have Rachel Woodall. Craig has the night off. And Rob Martier is busy with the news. And it is I was telling Charles earlier that I thought it was a beautiful day, and he thought it was muggy. I realized that. And I realized my perception is now framed by the fact that I know it's ending. So
yeah.
I'll take it.
Today is autumnal equinox, is it?
It is.
You know, I was thinking that same thing when I woke up this morning. I kind of stretched out. Oh, it's autumnal equinox today. I better get started early.
Where did you feel it the most? Was it in the shoulder, like in the
Patty,
shoulders?
That's
the
very personal.
Oh yeah, I can feel
that. Is such a personal question.
Fair enough. So personal. What did you do to ring in the autumnal equinox once you realized it?
You know, it was similar to any other day, but somehow it felt different. I got up and I staggered myself into the kitchen and made some coffee. Mm. I went for a walk. I did go for a walk. That seemed the same but different.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
The context felt different.
So everything seemed the same but different.
Yes.
Yeah. Even the coffee?
No, that was the same.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So completely the same.
Yeah, it was completely the same. Because I have a special way that I make it, so it's consistent. I'm like a lot like McDonald's or Starbucks.
You don't put any cinnamon in there?
Sometimes I do, Patty, and then it's different.
Then it's so different. Not today.
Not today.
Similar but different.
Charles?
I did something completely different today.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Completely different. Something for the first time ever today.
Whoa.
I was waxed today.
Wow. It's not like a metaphor.
No, I was literally waxed.
You were literally... You know, it's rare, actually, that people do something they've never done before.
I know.
You know,
true.
Something you've done for the first time.
Oh, there was a
reason
for it.
When's the last time you did something for the first time?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Well, yours was just today. You said you just got waxed.
Oh, well, no, I know. Before that, though.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But thankfully, I don't have to because today was the last time that I did it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You're never going to do that again?
How was it?
I may do it again. I just don't know when.
Did you scream or cry?
No, not at all. Thankfully, I was primed and prepped.
Sedated?
A little bit. I was anesthetized. There was some numbing spray involved. There was a shave.
A shave?
Yeah, there was.
Wow.
Yeah.
They shaved you a little bit before they just ripped it out.
Absolutely.
Well, it's better if the hair is shorter, because if it's longer, there's more pain involved.
There's more
ripping to do.
That seems the sort of in line with physics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, indeed. Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, 100% all-star.
What areas did we have groomed?
Front.
That's personal. I couldn't ask you where you felt.
Oh, no. All above the belt, front and back, you know, chest and back. I'll be playing Vladimir Putin on Saturday, and shirtless. So I need to look the part. At least in the front, I'm a bit of a werewolf when I wear a swimsuit. So
okay,
but yeah, no, I
this is a lot of information, Charles, coming at me right now.
I'm
trying to process it. I'm trying to take it all in. It's pretty intense over here.
Well, you know, one never knows. We may have to shut the show down early. So I want to be sure that I give you a whole show's worth of material in the first 15
minutes.
Yeah,
you never know around here. You never know.
One does never know, actually.
Yeah, it could be a true thing.
Suddenly it just be radio silence.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know.
I'm a little sad we did not receive before and after pictures of Charles.
Yeah.
He's not a selfie taker, so he's not going to be, you know, doing that. In fact,
you may have to be quick with the camera.
I'm surprised they didn't do it at the studio
before I leave tonight. So
at the studio, at the waxing studio, they didn't do it before and after. Mm-hmm. They didn't, huh?
Well,
they didn't feel called.
All I can say is that you may get an after if you're lucky tonight.
I never get an after picture. Before pictures when I get waxed.
I look like an 18-year-old below my neck.
I was like, where are you going with this? Because there's a below. You did good. You did well. You covered it.
You were making Rachel Woodall blush in that producer's booth right now.
Above the belt, below the neck, I look like an 18-year-old.
Okay. That's this little area.
Got that footage nailed down in my mind.
Yeah. Again, there's a lot of images going on. I'm going to just got it deleted.
He's oddly headless and legless in my image.
You have no head or leg. Yeah. Well, so the experience was good for you, though. That's what I'm...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, total pros. Yeah.
Did you go to Patty's place?
No, Blue Orchid Salon and Spa.
On my back porch. I set up a table nuts.
I don't know where Patty's place is.
I don't know where Patty goes to do her
to the cat's
deal.
Meow, where Melissa has
oh,
very...
Oh, you're not going to go to the cat's meow,
cat's
are
meow.
You?
She's very... Oh, he would love the cat's meow. Some badass chicks that hang out
I'm
there.
Sure that I would, and I'm sure I'd love their services, too, yes. That you know, aside.
Lorelei would be very gentle on you.
But, you know where I went today. Blue Orchid Salon and Spa up in Highland Park. I get Thai Body Works there all the time, and the lady who gives me Thai Body Works gave me... gave me my services today. So,
wow.
Yeah, and she was incredibly gentle and 100% effective.
Well, then, that, I mean, what more do you need when you have gentle and effective?
Yes, always, you always need effective.
I mean, gentle's okay, but if it's not effective, forget it.
You got to have that.
If you're effective and not
mostly
gentle.
I said all I needed to say. I am ready to be Vlad on Saturday. Yeah. Vlad the Impaler.
Well, we are glad you are ready to be Vlad. It had to be said.
You had to go there.
Coming up after this break, we're going to talk to LA Times writer Christopher Gofford about the amazing series that we've all read. I gave you that as a reading assignment last week. I hope you've had the opportunity. If not, we're going to talk about it some more after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late.
Jake the Snake. Everything you've achieved in life has been all you, right? Your work, your saving, your time, your planning. So there's no reason protecting your identity shouldn't be all you too, right? Wrong. It'd be hard to know where to start, how to find the time, and frankly, how to do it. Which is why there's LifeLock. We use technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity beyond what you can see by simply monitoring your credit. And if you have a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you spare yourself the time, runaround, and frustration of doing it on your own. Join starting at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code LIFELOCK. LifeLock.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-300-3391. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-3391. That's 1-800-300-3391. 1-800-300-3391.
Does this sound familiar? You're about to get intimate with someone, and then nothing. You can't do it. Male performance issues are devastating and embarrassing. And who are you going to talk to? Your friends? Your wife? Your dad? So you suffer alone. This is a common story for half of men, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to Boston Medical Group. Men, if you have performance issues, then you need to call Boston Medical Group. They've helped thousands of men just like you, and their treatment is 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription medications like Viagra or Cialis. You'll receive a personalized blend of FDA-approved medications formulated to treat performance problems, and their medications work in minutes. They're so confident, if you don't see results with the very first treatment, you pay nothing. So one phone call, one very professional visit, and you could be enjoying romance again. Stop suffering. Call now. 800-838-9300. That's 800-838-9300. 800-838-9300.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot are taking your game day experience to the next level. It's Chicago's Best Football Fair, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Earlier this month, the Los Angeles Times launched the first chapter of a six-part series called Framed, which unpacks a compelling and wild story of a wealthy couple who are obsessed with destroying, of all things, a PTA mom. over a personal slight, a perceived slight. And we talked a lot about this last week. We took you through some of the story. And before we introduce the wildly talented Christopher Gofford, I want to give Dr. Charles Turk the opportunity to share some of his thoughts and tell you more about what he thinks.
I'd like to get a chance to put in a plug both for Christopher Gofford and what I'd like to say is that I personally prefer nonfiction reading, and together with Gabriel Sherman's recent Revenge of Roger's Angels about the downfall of Roger Ailes in New York Magazine, this series Framed has been my favorite piece of journalism that I can remember. And what it reminds me of, actually, is what I liken it to is sort of the it reminds me of the I have to liken it to the sort of the slow explosion of the Hindenburg, sort of like it reminds me of it because ultimately it's this 6-part series, and the first 1.5 parts are about the person who's framed, and the last 4.5 are about the people who ended up framing this person and their epic downfall, and that's part of what makes it so interesting, and they're truly sort of loathsome people, and they do get their just desserts, and it's really truly fantastic and gratifying to watch, and so. What I thought might make sense is to turn it over to you, Christopher, and in the off chance that we have some listeners tuning in this week who didn't get a chance to listen last week, it might make sense to sort of in a nutshell give listeners what your story is about.
Sure. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be back. I think I got through the first part or two last time, but in a nutshell. A PTA mom in Irvine, California, Kelly Peters, is volunteering after school one day when police are summoned to the school and they find drugs in her car. She begs and pleads with them not to arrest her because the drugs are not hers. They investigate further and they find that there is DNA on the drugs that belongs to a pair of lawyers who live down the block from her, Jill and Kent Easter. She graduated from Berkeley Law. He graduated from Stanford undergrad and UCLA Law School and is a prominent attorney at one of the biggest firms in Orange County, making $400,000 a year. And you would think... cognizant of the fact that he has a lot to lose. But their DNA is found on these drugs, and then begins a long effort by the police department in Irvine, California, to bring them to justice. And that takes us up to about part three of the series. It takes many, many strange turns, and one of the things that surprised me as I was reporting this is just how close the investigation came to being derailed a number of times along the way. It turns out to be very hard to investigate lawyers, particularly when they're married to each other, because all kinds of privileges attach, spousal privileges and attorney privileges. So that, in a nutshell, is what the story is about. It's about this woman who's framed and the slow... painstaking investigation that leads ultimately to the conviction of the defendants.
Now, ultimately, it's interesting that that the investigation it gets so close to being derailed because the evidence that they find linking these two, like you said, there's DNA evidence. They're also they find in Kent Easter's car, easy pill envelopes in his car, in which his diet pills are resting. The same kinds of easy pill, dosing envelopes, I guess you would call them, that were found in the planted pills in Kelly Peters' car. It would be highly circumstantial to say that they would, that these that these pieces of evidence, you know, would not have been in Kelly Peters' car if Kent Easter or his wife hadn't planted them there. You know, so, you know, in some ways it'd be easy to say, okay, well, you know, case closed. You know, how is it that, you know, like you said, so many times this this case came so close to being derailed?
Well, you would think that the DNA would clinch it, but it took more than a year before prosecutors were willing to file charges, and the hang-up was their phones. So a few weeks after the drugs were planted, police had come to focus on the Easters, and they served search warrants at their house in Irvine and at Kent Easter's office in an office tower in Newport Beach, overlooking Fashion Island. And they seized the phones, the Easter's phones. Kent Easter had a BlackBerry, and Jill Easter had an iPhone. But they could not look at these phones. They were locked up in the chambers of an Orange County judge as this legal debate raged over how much of the contents of the phones the police could access. It turned out that there were something like 20 or 30,000 emails and text messages on Kent Easter's phone, and they had to rely on someone called a special master, who's sort of an intermediary. He's the guy that police need to use if they're doing a search warrant on a doctor's office or a lawyer's office. They can't just go in and rifle through their stuff. They need to rely on these volunteer special masters to sort of screen the evidence. So the Easter's lawyers put up a vigorous fight, and this kept the phones and their contents out of the hands of the cops for a long time. And it was really only when a new prosecutor got involved from the special prosecutions unit, a prosecutor named Christopher Duff, in the spring of 2012, that things began to turn, and he decided, I have enough to charge the Easters. I've made cases on less. I don't really need the contents of the phones. I've got DNA. I've got some surveillance footage that shows Kent Easter in the lobby of the Island Hotel, walking toward the phone where he makes the call that tips off cops to Kelly Peters and the drugs that were planted there. So when Duff, the prosecutor, gets involved in 2012, things really begin to accelerate, and the Easters are caught by surprise, and they are arrested. They had believed that they would get some warning, and they would be allowed to surrender themselves, so they'd be in and out of booking quickly, which is something that people with good lawyers and some money are sometimes able to do. But it means they never would have felt handcuffs on their wrist, and the police wound up arresting them. They pulled over Kent Easter as he was on his way to work, and Jill Easter was taken into custody at the home. And even though they were quickly out on bail, their mugshots were everywhere, and it sort of became the talk of the town because of its extreme weirdness.
Oh, I can imagine. We are going to take a quick break here and come back and continue. We are now at the point where they've been arrested. We are talking to LA Times writer Christopher Gofford about his amazing piece, six-part series, Framed. You can go to the LA Times website, latimes.com, and find the whole thing. And Dr. Daphne Scott will join us in our conversation when we come back after the news. Charles, you have more conversation, I believe, as well. We have a whole litany of things. I hope you'll be patient with us, Christopher.
Absolutely.
We have so much to talk about. And our listeners can join the conversation as well. If you've read the series or have any comments, thoughts, 312-981-7200. More after this on 720 WGN.
We almost need Skilling to put out some kind of warning.
It's enough to make everybody in Illinois kick a hole in their TVs.
The Bears have lost.
Jay Cutler.
It's a joke.
Got Plummel.
And the boys have some thoughts.
I don't know of a better word, but it's a disgrace.
The Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Cause.
We look like punching bags and blocking dummies and fools by the end of the game.
That's on John Sexy Fox's fault.
How dare Fox let that happen?
Sunday night after Bears Cowboys on 720 WGN. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness, Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain a Land Rover, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years with one of the largest selections of new Land Rover models? And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago during their model year-end sales event, you can save $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2016 Range Rover Sport? At these savings, these Range Rovers will go quick, so don't miss out. Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers available right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Stock number LO3264, MSRP $80,901. Selling price $73,901 plus tax, title, license, doc fee with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires 10/2/16.
If you have bags under your eyes, you know they're giving away your age. Go to GenuCell.com and get rid of them today with GenuCell from Chamonix.
Attention shoppers, follow the flashing blue light to Superstore, now on a new night, Thursdays on NBC.
Gimme that. Superstore, last season's surprise hit, funniest comedy on TV, moving to Thursdays on NBC, here.
And after Superstore, hey!
Thursday has a two-for-one laugh bargain, adding the new comedy, The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. It's a super good Thursday, beginning tonight on NBC. Boom, drop the mic.
You dropped the mic, but you also broke it. I ain't paying for that microphone.
I want you to know that Steve Reich will be the best representative for McHenry County. Steve knows you have to walk on both sides of the road, and he sees rising property taxes driving out homeowners who thought they'd get help. Well, Steve Reich will fight for tax relief that will also grow the local economy. And I know Steve Reich will have a strong voice for the farmers. Steve will work for you and everybody in McHenry County. Elect Steve Reich for state representative in the 63rd District.
Paid for by citizens to elect Stephen Reich.
You're listening pretty late. We are having a wonderful conversation with LA Times writer Christopher Gofford. Join us anytime, 312-981-7200. You can call or text us. Right now it is time for our news with Rob Martier.
A new plan to tackle gun violence in Chicago was laid out earlier tonight by Mayor Emanuel. The strategy includes police reforms and about 1,000 new department jobs. Mayor Emanuel said the entire city was sickened by the murder of Nakia Aldridge. That's Bulls star Dwayne Wade's cousin who was shot and killed while taking her children to be registered for school. The mayor's full speech is at WGNradio.com. A curfew is now in place in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Prior to that, hundreds of people protesting the fatal shooting of a black man marched through the streets peacefully. They were stopped briefly and blocked an intersection at the Bank of America's headquarters. Then they moved on as police and members of the National Guard kept watch over them. And the Illinois Supreme Court has overturned a law lowering juries in civil trials from 12 members to 6. The court ruled 5-0 that the law was unconstitutional. Chief Justice Rita Garman determined the court's opinion that the Illinois Constitution does not allow the legislature to alter the size of civil juries. We'll take a look at sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
If the constant pain in your hip or your knee keeps you from doing all the things that you want to do, man, it's time for you to feel better. And you can. Visit the Hip and Knee Center, where they've performed thousands of successful outpatient, minimally invasive joint replacements. They can make you feel new again. Now, what sets them apart is experience. Advanced techniques in hip and knee replacement are performed by experts who focus, refine, and perfect the patient experience. There's no general anesthesia, no catheters, no blood transfusions, and no restrictions. And recovery is measured in days to weeks, not months. Renowned joint replacement surgeon Dr. Sean W. Palmer, founder of the Hip and Knee Center, is a national instructor for surgeon training and among the most experienced anterior approach hip replacement surgeons in the entire nation. Patients arrive from across the country, even the world, for his expertise, results, and commitment to service. us. If you want to feel new again, you got to make the call. 1-866-FEEL-NEW. 1-866-FEEL-NEW or online, thehipandkneecenter.com.
This summer, SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called #MyVegasStory. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the Boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
Bill Leff here with Laura and her powerful story on how Natron's Healthy Trinity has changed her life.
Hi, I'm Laura from Yorkville, Illinois. For the last 17 years, I've suffered from severe intestinal issues. I've been recommended prescription drugs, other probiotics, medications, meditation, essential oils, and have actually been told by doctors that they really didn't know what was going on with me. My mom actually was the one that introduced me to Natron Healthy Trinity. She listens to Bill and Wendy on WGN, and because they have this 90-day risk-free trial, I said, you know, why not? Literally after the first day, I was seeing some results. Now, 4 months later, I'm not afraid of being far from a bathroom. Thank you, Natron Healthy Trinity. I will be using your product for the rest of my life, and I'm only 26.
So do what Laura did. Do what I did. Call for your 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity. The first 50 callers right now get free second-day delivery. So call 1-866-4-NATRON. Again, that's 1-866-4-NATREN, or visit natron.com and enter that promo code WGN.
WGN Sports. The Bears have elevated quarterback Matt Barkley to the active roster. Jay Cutler was injured in Monday night's loss to the Eagles, although there still is the possibility he might play on Sunday against the Cowboys in Dallas. Here's Coach John Fox on Cutler's availability.
Like I said, we'll let people know what's going to happen an hour and a half before kickoff.
You can always get more on the Bears and Adam Hoge's Intentional Grounding podcast at WGNRadio.com/Bears. Week 3 of the NFL season is underway at Foxborough tonight. The Patriots took care of the Texans 27-0, the final. Cubs and White Sox were off. The Cubs begin a 3-game weekend series at Wrigley tomorrow afternoon against the Cardinals. Let's take a look at the traffic situation right now with Esmeralda Leon.
Still seeing delays on the inbound side of the Kennedy. We had an accident before California. That has cleared up. We're still seeing delays from Nagel to Montrose. We have some road work. Canfield to Harlem, a left lane closed. Another left lane down from Costner to Belmont. You're at 29 minutes from O'Hare to downtown, 9 from the split. Reversibles are closed until 5 a.m. as well. On the outbound side, you are clear there. We're looking at 9 to the Montrose Junction, 17 to O'Hare. On the Edens, you're clear there as well, 15 minutes both ways. Eisenhower looking good. Stevenson clear. And the Dan Ryan, 14 minutes on both sides. Lakeshore Drive, we're just seeing a couple delays in the downtown area. Bishop Ford, I-57, also running with no major problems. On the tolls, 294, slow around I-80 on the northbound side. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, mostly cloudy, a few light showers possible, a low of 69. Tomorrow, cloudy, modestly cooler, several scattered showers, a high of 78, low to mid-70s area beaches. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, seasonable temperatures, moderately humid, a few morning sprinkles with, again, a high of 78, low to mid-70s along the lake. Right now, 76 at O'Hare, Midway 79, Montgomery 71, 70 at Chicago's lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Rob Martier on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. At the beginning of September, the LA Times launched a six-part series called Framed, and it was written by the wildly talented, I'm saying wildly talented, Christopher Gofford. I hope that's okay with you.
That's part of my official name.
Is it wildly talented? We've been captivated. Charles has shared this story with so many of his friends, and Dr. Daphne Scott amongst them. And we've all been like writing back and forth. How insane this is! How can you believe this? And I know Dr. Daphne had some questions as well.
I did. Well, you just by the way, thanks. It's really nice to speak with you. Before I jump into my questions here, I really love the story.
Thank
I love the story. Charles texted a group text to us one night, and I stayed up until about 3 a.m. reading it. It was really great. But my question was, you know, what was your impression of the police? You just mentioned that they had gotten arrested. In the story, you sort of wrote, like, they didn't seem to show much mercy. But what was your impression of the police? And the prosecuting attorney also made a comment that he was impressed with just how detailed the police officer's work was and thorough it was. And what did you think was driving that?
Well, I mean, the police took this very personally because they had been used in a way by the Eaters to deprive. Well, the plan was that they would be used to deprive Kelly Peters of her liberty, and so I think they took it more personally than an ordinary case than they might have in an ordinary case. Their work was extremely detailed and thorough. The chief detective on the case, Mark Andreozzi, very smart and determined detective. And I mean, he was in a group of 20 of them. They spared no expense on this, which is not something you can do in a lot of places. But even so, even with all of the work they put in, somehow they missed a detail that proved to be crucial in the prosecutor's closing argument when he put the evidence on finally against Kent Easter at his criminal trial. And it had to do with the cell phones and the towers and the pings and the fact that there are actually three ways to know the location of a cell phone. You can do it through calling and through texts, and then there's this other way, which is automatic data checks. And somehow those data check records had not been checked until just before the second trial was beginning, and Chris Duff, the prosecutor, pored through them and managed to argue before the jury that the records undermined Kent Easter's defense, the core of his defense, which was that he and his wife on the night in question had swapped phones. Hmm. So it's probably difficult to put in context for those who haven't read the story, but that's one of the interesting twists that it ultimately takes.
Mm. Yeah, go read the story.
Yeah,
if you haven't.
To catch everyone up, we are talking to LA Times writer Christopher Gofford, who has written a 6-part series in the LA Times, and it details this just compelling story of a wealthy couple who were obsessed with destroying the life of PTA mom Kelly Peters. And Charles, did you have another one for Christopher? Back to me, because we haven't talked much about the lover. There was also an affair in the middle of all this.
Gomez.
Yes,
Mr. Gomez, the lover,
who also became part of the investigation. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
It came to the attention of police in kind of a strange and farcical way. So they are serving a search warrant at the Easter's house in Irvine. Right. Mm-hmm. Kent Easter is at work being questioned by cops in his garage, and police are sitting outside the Easter house waiting for Jill Easter to emerge so that they can stop her and serve the warrant on her, who should be walking up the block just then but this firefighter from the Los Angeles Fire Department. He drives an engine 50 miles north, and he's down in Irvine.
Whoops.
He sees the cops and takes off. She comes out of the house, sees the cops, hurries back inside. Police stop the guy as he's leaving in his pickup, and he says, "I'm in town to see my girlfriend, Jill." And it turns out they've been
it's just casually like
having an affair for a couple years. And
why not?
He's not connected to the drug planting, and his phone records prove this. But police think that he might be able to help them, so they wire him up.
Oh my gosh!
And he meets Jill in a park down the block from their house, and they give him sort of a loose script. They tell him, "This is what we want you to say, and we want you to see if you can get some information out of her that would be useful to us." And he says, look, police are calling me. It's got me nervous. I want to know what's going on. Why are they looking into you? And she stonewalls him. She says, I don't know. I don't know why they're calling me. I don't know why police are investigating. And he persists. Why are police asking me questions? And she becomes very emotional and sort of begins to harangue him. It is, interestingly, the police wired him up hoping that whatever they captured on this recording would be useful to them. But the defense wound up using this in Kent Easter's trial as an example of what the defense said was Jill Easter's sort of obsessive, controlling nature, that when she wanted something, she became very manipulative. And you can hear the tone of voice right there in her conversation with the firefighter. So it, so that's how the firefighter came into the
story. Yeah, you can't have a good mystery without a hot firefighter thrown in the
mix. And the poor
guy,
he's just trying to have an affair. You know, he's just going about his day, trying to have an affair. He's getting harassed by the cops. You know, and Ken Easter gets a double whammy. He gets arrested for helping this woman, and then he has to find out she's having an affair.
So incredibly crazy.
So that aspect of it dominated some of the coverage.
Story
has a little something for everybody.
Well, and that's one of the things I think we are all drawn to, is there is a sensational aspect to this, but you avoid that by really drawing the story out. And I know it had to be a tremendous amount of research, thousands of documents and interviews. And we want to talk to you a little bit about that when we come back. We are talking to writer Christopher Gofford, who has written the 6-part series Framed. You can go to latimes.com, and you're going to want to read all about it. And you're going to hear more about it on 720 WGN in just a moment.
We still got a chance to lock up best record in baseball. And so those guys are going to go out there and play all the way through.
Ryan Dempster on the Steve Cochran Show.
And the end goal is to win a World Series and to get to the playoffs, and they've accomplished step one, and that's win their division. Now there's a few more steps along the way. But also, too, there's guys out there who have a chance to win an MVP, or guys that have a chance to win a Cy Young. So you want to finish as strong as possible. When you go into October, you want to be feared.
The Cubs conversation in October is right here.
You do continue to play your best baseball, and that's the only way we know how to do it. And those guys know that's the only way they know how to do it.
720 WGN.
Guys, when you look in the mirror, do you ask yourself, what happened to my hair? Are you sick and tired of looking at that bald spot? Then do what Chicago Bears legend Brian Urlacher did.
My whole career, I was pretty much bald, so people just got to know me as being a bald guy. I did wonder what it would be like if I could have hair. Once I got my consultation at Restore, the decision was easy.
Restore Hair Restoration is the breakthrough state-of-the-art technology with no cutting and no stitches. Just a hairline that is soft, natural, and completely undetectable. Come in for a free, no-obligation consultation and see how we've helped over 10,000 men regrow a full head of hair.
I feel better with hair. I get different reactions every day. People can't believe that it's my hair. Just an amazing experience for me, and I owe it all to Restore.
Call Restore right now for your free fast-track doctor's consultation and see how you can get your hair back. Call 800-773-6000. That's 800-773-6000. 800-773-6000.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-798-WAVE, 888-798-WAVE, or visit MyDryHouse.com. MyDryHouse.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. That's 800-575-6039. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. That's 1-800-575-6039.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And I have to guess that while you've been listening to us talk to writer Christopher Gofford, you've read the entire six-part series. And if you haven't, you better catch up. Go to the LATimes.com to read Framed. She was the PTA mom everyone knew. Who would want to harm her? Well, some crazy-ass rich people. That's who wanted to harm her. That's the only way I can describe it. That's what happened. I know that Charles had some more thoughts he wanted to share. Charles?
Well, Christopher, you know, we had talked some last week about how successful your story's become. And, you know, and we talked about a couple different reasons why that be it might be. And we scratched the surface as we had to close last week, about why that might be. And you talked a little bit about, about the rollout of the series and reminded me, actually, you know, it sort of sounded Dickensian, the way that it was, you know, with his, his Pickwick Papers, back in 1836, his serials, how this was released. So there may actually be many reasons why this this series may be successful, but I had what I thought might be some insights that I wanted to share with you if you were game for that, and I wanted
Please,
to see what you
I'd love to know.
Yeah, I wanted to see what you might think about that. So here's what I think. I grew up in, and now actually live back in where I grew up. An upper middle class suburb of the Chicago North Shore. And you know what you've got here is you've got this PTA mom, and this should be known especially for people who haven't read the story. So Kelly Peters, the one who was framed, is somebody who's of modest means, okay, and it's worth emphasizing that. So she's of modest means, doesn't make a whole lot. She's renting an apartment with her family, right? And looking to buy a place, and this high-powered lawyer couple. The father, the mother is, she's a stay-at-home mom in part because the couple is privileged. She's able to do that. The father makes $400,000 a year. And part of what's so, enlivening about this story is watching this slow burn, this self-destruction of the couple. And the reason for that is because of, you use the word here and there throughout the story, but, the idea of class privilege. And that's part of it. I use the word zeitgeist, which I think that you've sort of captured in this story. But the other part of it, I think, too, is the idea that, more so now than ever before, we're sort of coddling our children. And there's this idea that Jill Easter took offense to the idea, she perceived an insult, a slight that was directed at her child. The idea of Kelly Peters using this word slow, which Kelly Peters meant as sort of a slowpoke, that he was slow to join the line. And that's how this whole thing started. And that Jill Easter perceived it to mean intellectually slow, and thus began this sort of warfare, that culminated in what kicked off the framing, which was the planting of the drugs. So, in any case, that's what, you know, so this is really, I think, the first time that you have a, you know, a true crime story about somebody who, you know, a vengeful couple, you know, or perhaps mom, who is willing to go the length in an effort to protect or, you know, seek revenge for her child. That's what I think, you know. So I think that it's the first time that you have something like this, and that's not something that would have happened perhaps, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Those are interesting theories, and I think they've got a lot going for them. Class privilege, coddled kids. There's the fact that a lot of people can recognize a neighborhood like this because a lot of us live in them now, very orderly. You know, we want the best for our kids. We want safety above all for our kids. There's the phenomenon of helicopter parents. And, you know, those of us who are parents, sometimes it's hard to let our kids fight their own battles, though in the end we know that they need to. And so there's that. There's another element of the story that I think resonates with people, and that's the fascination with this couple, where the apparent gulf between intellectual ability and moral intelligence seems so vast. Mm-hmm. I mean, first thing I think I said to Kent Easter when I saw him in the hallway at the courthouse was, hey, I could never get into Stanford. In fact, I think I applied there, and I couldn't get into Stanford. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, a lot of good that does me now. and I thought, that's interesting. This is a man who can reflect on what's happened to him on some level. And it was really meeting him there in the courthouse during his civil trial that got me interested in this story. And you know, it's a story of a man who had everything, who had no rational reason to do what he did, who somehow became involved in this plot. I mean, I may have told you this last time, but one thing that sticks in my mind is the ruminations of the civil judge as he was trying to get Kent Easter to explain why he did what he did. He said, this is the most unexplainable case I've handled in 50 years in the law. I can understand all kinds of crimes. I've seen all kinds of crimes, but there just seems to be no connection here between the perceived slight and the retribution. So there's that. I think it hits on a number of levels in a zeitgeisty way.
You know, I'll tell you that. See, that line struck me, and you know, that judge is—he's from a past generation, though. He doesn't—you know—he doesn't understand the newer way of thinking, and you know, I think younger folks do, and that's part of why I think they're latching onto this. They identify with it. Many of them do, and it's
you
people.
You think they identify with the Easters?
No. I think that they, but they see people who, you know, they can they see people who are cutthroat in the same way that the Easters are, and you know, who are morally bankrupt in the same way that the Easters are, and institutions out there like the Easters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, agreed.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I want to.
Well, we're yes. experiencing it, you know, in the news again with Wells Fargo, right? We see
Absolutely.
The privilege. We see the sort of lack of sort of exactly what was being described here. Sort of this very intelligent but morally bankrupt sort of way of approaching things, and what happens to. You know, when bad things happen to good people, right? Mm-hmm. and that it's people that are sometimes making those things happen. So I do think that is very relevant to what's happening now. And what people are picking up on, the story is so compelling.
Well, and as you can tell, we're big fans, and we were compelled to keep reading it. I couldn't stop. I was in my kitchen trying to do other things.
You're trying to go to sleep.
All great things. Christopher Gofford, we thank you so much for joining us. And I've posted on our Twitter account the link to the LA Times piece Framed that really writer Christopher Gofford has so artfully crafted. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun.
And we will have you back. And anytime you're in Chicago, we'll go out for dinner. We have to do that.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Sounds like fun.
Wonderful. Have a great evening, and we will talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Take care, guys. Thanks.
You too. Thanks.
More after this on 720 WGN.
Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go!
Hey, it's Kerry Wood.
The Cubs in September.
We'll hear it all on WGN.
Let's go!
Hey, Chicagoland, summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get to Chicago's favorite flooring store today.
If your business is looking at new health insurance options, United Healthcare may help you find big savings without compromising quality. Our new charter benefit plans can save your business up to 15% on health insurance coverage. Plus, your employees have access to some of the best care in Chicagoland through Advocate Healthcare. Call your broker today or visit uhc.com/charter. Don't miss the chance to save your business up to 15% on health insurance coverage. For terms and conditions, visit uhc.com/charter.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-700-6757. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-700-6757. That's 1-800-700-6757. 1-800-700-6757.
You're listening pretty late. It's time now for our news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. We want to thank Dr. Charles Turk, who is taking leave of us. You can go to ScientiaCME.org for more information about his continuing medical education company. And Senator Dan Katowski joins us in studio in just a moment because it is I'm With Thursday. Here with your news is Rob Martier.
It is overcast and 76 at O'Hare. The much-anticipated public safety speech from Mayor Emanuel at Malcolm X College last night on the West Side lasted for the better part of 40 minutes. The mayor touched on many topics, trust being a two-way street, new equipment and training for officers, job opportunities, all as a way to reduce crime in the city.
When I talk to Chicagoans who live in our most violent, prone neighborhoods, they don't hate the police. In fact, they'll tell you they want more police and fewer gangs. They don't want more officers just driving around in cars, though, through their communities. They want officers in their neighborhood knowing the residents that they serve.
The mayor did touch on the hiring of almost 1,000 new officers and simply said it will be part of the city's budget. He did not, however, get specific. The ACLU of Illinois is rejecting a recommendation by Donald Trump that Chicago police should use stop and frisk during traffic stops. Spokesman Ed Yonko.
He pretends as though we haven't done stop and frisk here. And in fact, if you look back to the summer of 2014, the Chicago Police Department stopped 250,000 people who were never issued a ticket or arrested or issued a summons of any kind. That was stop and frisk, and it wasn't working and it wasn't effective.
Last year, the ACLU threatened to sue the police department over the practice. The tactic has been called racial profiling. Syria has endured a lot since President Obama in 2012 proclaimed that a red line being crossed would change his calculus in how he deals with Syrian President Bashar Assad. Secretary of State John Kerry at the United Nations General Assembly. Speaking about the ongoing violence in Syria, he says the bloodshed was greatly decreased in the first few days of the most recent ceasefire.
Humanitarian aid deliveries were blocked. The ceasefire was violated by one or the other again and again.
The U.S. and Marine General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, believe that either Russia or Syria bombed a humanitarian aid convoy this week that killed 20. People are clearing out of downtown Charlotte, North Carolina, after a night of mostly peaceful protest. The city's mayor imposed, that is, a midnight to 6 a.m. curfew after 3 days of protest over the deadly police shooting of a black man on Tuesday. Several dozen protesters did spill onto an interstate last night and stood in the middle of the highway, but were pushed back by police officers in riot gear. And it appears that Senator Dick Durbin relies on spell check. WGN's Kim Gordon reports spelling may not be one of his strengths if his performance at a Washington, D.C. spelling bee is any indication.
The National Press Club spelling bee was politicians against the press. Senator Durbin was the second politician knocked out after he flubbed the word cataphora.
C-A-T-A-F-E-R-A.
And he joked about his weakness.
This is why you have staff.
He did salvage some dignity before elimination, spelling Pierre, the state capital of South Dakota, and Chinook correctly. Kim Gordon, WGN News.
We'll take a look at sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
We can beat them all.
Service to a green tea.
Our green tea windows are most energy efficient. Increase the beauty and value of your home with our exceptional, energy-efficient, EPA-certified windows. They're made here in the U.S. with a lifetime warranty, and our installers have a minimum 7 years' experience. And listen to this. Our windows have the newest technology, self-cleaning glass. Yes, our special glass actually cleans itself. Dirt, dust, and water just rolls right off.
Service to a green tea.
There are so many deals out there for windows, but green tea can beat them all. Yes, green tea can beat any window deal and save you a lot of money. Plus, 0% financing is available. Call us now for details and a free estimate. Call 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services, service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
As a father, I was afraid to smile in family photos.
As a restaurant owner, dentures made talking to guests painful.
I used to be self-conscious about my teeth, but Eon Clinic's dental implants made the stress go away.
If you're suffering from the pain of tooth decay or the embarrassment of missing teeth, Eon Clinic's dental implant team is here to help. Find your smile again at eonclinics.com. That's eonclinics.com. Or call 844-EON-CLNC. That's 844-366-2562.
WGN Sports, the Bears have elevated quarterback Matt Barkley to the active roster. Jay Cutler was injured in Monday night's loss against the Eagles, although there's still the possibility he might play against the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. You can always get more on the Bears and catch Adam Hoge's Intentional Grounding podcast at WGNradio.com/Bears. Last night, the Patriots beat the Texans 27-0. No baseball last night for both the Cubs and White Sox. The Cubs begin a three-game weekend series this afternoon at Wrigley Field against the Cardinals. Let's take a look at the traffic situation right now. Here's Esmeralda Leon.
Right now, things have cleared up quite nicely. The Edens is back to 15 minutes both ways. The Kennedy looking good as well. We're seeing some minor delays on the inbound side due to road work. We have some updates on that. The outbound side, Belmont to Pulaski, two left lanes are now closed. On the inbound, Canfield to Harlem, two left lanes down now. Two left lanes from Costner to Belmont are also closed. And reversibles all down until 5 a.m. On the Eisenhower, you are clear so far. The Stevenson looking good and the Dan Ryan 14 minutes both ways. Lakeshore Drive, still just a couple delays in the downtown area. Bishop Ford, I-57, also running with no major problems. On the tolls, I-90, we are seeing a little slow on that inbound side around Route 53. And 294, a delay
after 22nd Street on the northbound side. Mesmer de Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: overnight, mostly cloudy. A few light showers possible, a low of 69. Later today, cloudy, modestly cooler. Several scattered showers, a high of 78, low to mid-70s along the lakefront. Saturday, mostly cloudy, seasonable temperatures, moderate humidities, a few morning sprinkles possible, a high of 78, low to mid-70s area beaches. Right now, it's 76 at O'Hare, Midway 79, Morton Grove checking in at 76, 72 at Chicago's lakefront. The barometer's holding steady. The Lake Michigan water temperature is 68. I'm Rob Martier in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Just dancing in the studio now. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me is Dr. Daphne Scott, our positivity expert. She's positively positive.
Yes, I am.
Woohoo!
Sometimes it sounds like this. It's like,
crying.
We have shuffled chairs. Dr. Charles Turk has taken leave of us, and replacing him is Senator Dan Katowski. He's also the CEO of ChildServe.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not being tested. Mm-hmm. I know these things. It's ChildServe. Go to childserve.org. Leave the E off of serve. I think you need to put the E back on.
You know, we're working on some rebranding.
Yes.
But our mission is to build better lives for children who are at risk.
Right. So let's worry about the name. Do the job.
Do the job. Follow the mission. Mm-hmm. Make things better for kids.
There you go. Well, we covered Donald Trump last night. And I believe coming up a little bit later, I'm checking in with Steve Cochran. So I'm guessing that we'll talk a little bit about Donald Trump then, too. So now, yes. He is... Steve says he doesn't like either one of them, but he's got to go with what's going to be better for the country in voting for Donald Trump. I know. How do you feel when people say I'm voting for the lesser of two evils, that, the people really, we've talked about this many times, people just really dislike Hillary Clinton. There are people who just have this.
There are people who dislike her, but I think there are a lot of people who respect the heck out of her.
And where are those people? Why don't they say anything?
Well, they're here. They're just not the ones who are the most vocal. Well, I think the people in the media tend to give voice to those people who are the angriest and those who are the most upset.
Well, aggressive.
Yeah. It's one of these things. I think if you talk to, have conversations with people, and I was talking to this guy this weekend in Park Ridge, and he's like, look, I'm a lifetime Republican. He's like, I can't stand Donald Trump. He's like, I can't stand him. I can't stand watching him on TV. I can't tolerate anything he says. He said, I said, you're going to vote for Hillary? He's like, well, I'm leaning that way. And so
what are his other options? Is it to not vote?
But the point is that where people are like, oh, everybody hates Hillary. I'm like, most people you talk to, if you ask them on the street, do you hate Hillary Clinton? Do you distrust Hillary Clinton? They're like, no, I think she's a good person. And I think she's done a quality job in her positions. But there are people who you talk to, mm-hmm. when they have an opinion, they are very angry and they are very aggressive with their opinion on both sides. Well, they dislike Trump or dislike Hillary.
I need this now because I need this now. Here's
you
what
need
I need
it now. Right
I need
now.
This now.
You need it immediately.
We have heard from people who are fans of Donald Trump's and people who don't like Donald Trump. We've heard from people who don't like Hillary Clinton. We have not heard from Hillary supporters. There have to
You're
be listeners.
Kidding me.
There have to be Hillary. There have to be Hillary supporters that listen to the station are willing to call 312-981-7200, because I feel like those voices are minimalized, because we've heard from Donald Trump supporters, Donald Trump haters, Hillary Clinton haters, but I have not heard phone call. You're right. It's the loudest and angriest, but we don't get the phone calls from Hillary Clinton supporters.
We've had,
they
in
have
the
to be
past.
Out there.
We have been in the past people call up. We have. It's like what you were, the numbers haven't been significant, mm-hmm. but you do remember the people, like when it's kind of like when if you had, you would remember someone when you were doing your stand-up comedy, you would remember the jerk in the back of the room, right? The person who was heckling you.
But I also remember the people who on the way out said really lovely things. That's how I try to do it. Yes, that's what I try to do. Yes, you're right, on the way out. But
there is a psychological explanation for some of us too, you know.
Ooh.
Give it to us.
Okay. We have a negativity bias. So we naturally look for things that our brains are always scanning for things that can be threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And non-preferred events, negative events, also hit us harder than positive ones. So you think about the aggressive person in the back of the room. Absolutely, your brain goes, that's not good. Please stay away from that thing over there. And it does remember it very easily.
Right?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Well, I think about when I left office.
Like negative emotions are so contagious as well.
Yeah, and people, like, I think, kind of feed off them. And they,
absolutely.
They keep it on. When I left office in October, I would remember periodically I'd run into the people who said the most disrespectful things to me. And I was like, I'd never forgotten it.
Right.
Right. And I also remember the really nice things. I got a letter recently from someone who had a son with autism that I worked with. He wrote this super nice letter. And I was like, that's great. It was why I did the job that I did, because there are people out there that cared and I cared. But I did remember the people more than others who were very disrespectful or disliked me
right.
or threatened me. Right. I remember it. And I would see them. I'm like, oh my God, I still am angry about this. So I see. Right. So you kind of, there's this cognition that you have mentally, but there are people out there. It's just, they're not really given that much airtime right now.
Can you take control of your negativity bias?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can. So, you know, practicing gratitude, practicing appreciation, really literally focusing on the positive, focusing on the good stuff. I think it's actually probably our greatest evolutionary challenge as humans on the planet is exactly that. Because
practicing.
The negativity bias is what drags you into fear. And then we go into what I call like toxic fear. So a catastrophized future. So I think really how we work with that as humans really matters. And I think it's what we're watching happen right now with people becoming aggressive. And I make very sharp distinctions between aggression and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, true anger is just boundary energy. It just says stop. Aggression and anger are not the same thing. Aggression actually has tons of fear underneath it. So people that we see who look angry, but really what's happening is they're becoming more and more aggressive. And underneath that is tons and tons of fear.
Right.
And a lot of the fear is actually just man-made, mind-made, toxic, catastrophizing future things that haven't happened yet, won't happen, couldn't happen, that people are just running with. And that creates aggression and that begats more aggression.
Well, that speaks to, when you look in just the like staggering evidence written in the article about your likelihood of being a victim of a terrorist attack by someone who's a Muslim in our country is infinitesimally smaller than your likelihood of being victimized by someone who was born in America.
Yes.
And but people still feel that fear. They feel it's very real for them. And I think, you know, part of the proposals here in the East campaigns is to kind of stoke into that fear that's out there.
Absolutely.
And have people to act on that. So like the real quick thing on the gratitude, every night before we go to bed, we started doing this 4 years ago with my kids, 4 or 5 years. We have three things that they say they're grateful for.
Proven exercise.
Yeah. I have one thing I'm grateful for. I put out a call for a Hillary supporter to call us. And then we made Miriam wait. Hi, Miriam. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for calling. What did you want to tell us?
Well, I'm just very upset about this whole election and all the press that Donald Trump gets for every nasty thing that he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand how people accept him. I think Hillary Clinton is a very good person. I think she's very intelligent. She has experience in what needs to be done. And I think that a lot of the people who don't like her don't want to see a woman as president of the United States.
I think there are a lot of different reasons. I do think for some people that plays a major role.
Well, I think it plays a role with a lot of men. I mean, they just couldn't tolerate or accept the fact that a woman should be president of the United States.
I completely agree with that.
I think there are women who also are uncomfortable with the idea, who just, whether it's for traditional reasons or whatever their background is, are also uncomfortable. I mean, we've talked about how women are often we're each other's worst enemies.
Yeah, I think there's that. I also think that you realize, though, you know, as far as the glass ceiling goes, to have a female—I mean, you don't become a female president of the United States. You have pretty much broken the biggest glass ceiling that probably could exist. Yeah, probably.
In
the world. And really, you know, I think Miriam's making a great point. No one's really talking that much about that part of this reality. I mean, in this country, women get paid, 30 cents less than men to do this. That is still happening today.
Right.
I mean, today it's 2016.
The other thing I would like to say is I think they should be calling him Crooked Donald. I think that the, I mean, it's true. There's so damn many things about him that are not right, the things he's done. And the demeaning things that he had to say, or still has to say, but when he was on that platform with the other candidates, I mean, he's so horrid. I can't even. It's inconceivable that people can accept that.
And you, Miriam, when you said the word, when you said the D word, when you said damn, it's like it almost is like that you're reluctantly using that word, and it gives it that much more weight because it doesn't seem like you're that comfortable using that word when talking about it. But it almost, it's like I don't know how else to articulate some of the things that are going on in politics right now that have never occurred.
Do you think the press has a great deal to do with it? He gets publicity every time he opens his mouth. I mean, that's it. No matter what he has to say and how untrue and really horrid things. That,
I think the media has played a role in this.
It's the coverage. It's literally, I'm stunned by this. I really am. I would try, as someone was a former elected official, I would try so hard to get news coverage for things that we were doing and things that I was trying to do that were positive. It was really hard.
Yeah.
And then, or just if, you know, to not make it into the newspaper and it's like, well, that story wasn't really worthy. And to see every day for someone who's running for the highest office in the land to say things that are blatantly racist, that are threatening to his opponent, to her life. Mm-hmm. And people aren't questioning it. In the press. I really literally thought last Friday would be the end of his campaign.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be the end
me
of it.
Too.
When he said that, you know, let's take her guns away from her or the protection that she has. And let's see what happens. It's going to be dangerous. When he said that, I thought this should be the end of his campaign. Yep. And it didn't occur.
Yeah. And I think, go ahead, Mary.
A lot of people probably, they maybe agree with him or they just think that he's got guts, but whatever kind of guts he's got.
Yeah, it takes a lot of guts to threaten someone, right?
Well, and I think that it's been interesting to watch because you mentioned that the media and the coverage and how much they really have kind of been played such a big role in the rise of his campaign. I think that it's comedians that are calling Donald Trump out more than anybody else. Seth Meyers did a great piece.
To
whom?
I listened to Stephen Colbert the other night.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
Well, let's be honest. It's kind of an easy target. No offense to the comedians, but
but they're going after like the content in the way journalists should, but with the edginess.
Yeah,
don't you think, Miriam? Because I know that my son was watching. My son's obsessed with Stephen Colbert, John Oliver, and they're the ones that are showing video and going back and saying, no, in 2000, because Donald Trump said that he was not doing the birther thing after 2011. And,
oh,
Miriam.
That's great.
Oh.
Miriam can't take it. Miriam, can you think back to when, what was your sense when you first heard that Donald Trump was going to launch a campaign to run for president of the United States? What were your thoughts? Do you remember?
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. Said to my mom. My mom.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so startling. It just seems to reflect so poorly.
Yeah.
A lot of people in this country, it just is mind-boggling. But I do think that he's going to get a lot of people going to the polls who probably never voted before.
I hope so. I hope that people are invested. That's the thing, is you have to be invested in your country, in your citizenship.
Yeah.
Miriam, will you hold on the line? I'm going to have Rachel take your information, and we're going to send you a pizza from Lou Malnati's.
Really?
Yes, please.
Not right now, I hope.
No. We're going to send you a gift card. We're going to send
a
gift card.
Delivery boy will be showing up shortly, Miriam.
Merry Christmas,
His name
Miriam.
Is Donald.
That's right. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Miriam, we need you to call in more often because you are simply delightful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Of course. Hold on the line and Rachel will grab your information. That's Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com. They won't come to your house right now because I think most of the stores are not open, but you can go to their website, find out their store hours, and you can also order one online, have it delivered anywhere in the country. More floor with my fantastic guests. Fantabulous. Can I call you? No. That's,
yeah, you can call me
Fantabulous.
Or fantastic.
Or swagalicious.
Swagalicious. That's the swagalicious Senator Dan Katowski, the CEO of ChildServe. Go to childserve.org, helping children live better lives. And Dr. Daphne Scott. We'll find out her website, too. It's Daphne-Scott.com.
Three W's, Daphne-Scott.com.
Her super spectacular leadership podcast. I don't know what it's called.
Super fantastic leadership show.
What did I say, spectacular?
Yeah, it's
I've heard it both ways. More after this on 720 WGN.
We still got a chance to lock up best record in baseball, and so those guys are going to go out there and play all the way through.
Brian Dempster on the Steve Cochran Show.
And the end goal is to win a World Series and to get to the playoffs, you know, and they've accomplished step one, and that's win their division. Now there's a few more steps along the way, but also, too, there's guys out there who have a chance to win an MVP or guys that have a chance to win a Cy Young, so you want to finish as strong as possible. And when you go into October, you want to be feared.
The Cubs conversation in October is right here.
You do continue to play your best baseball, and that's the only way we know how to do it. And those guys know that's the only way they know how to do it.
720 WGN.
Talk about opening doors. Tom, your new line of entry doors are gorgeous.
They are. We now carry a new line of mahogany and alder entry doors at Builder Supply Outlet. They're pre-finished and will last for years.
And the prices are just amazing.
You know Builder Supply Outlet. We're all about the quality, expert advice, and most of all, the incredible outlet price.
But you have so much more than just entry doors. Every time I come in here, I see so many new things.
When you shop for cabinets, countertops, vanities, flooring, and doors from Builder Supply Outlet, you get the highest quality products and the best customer service.
That's why homeowners and contractors come to Builder Supply Outlet from Indiana, Wisconsin, and all over Chicagoland.
Nobody can beat our selection, quality, service, and price. Nobody.
Builder Supply Outlet is just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview.
Or visit buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Symptoms may include facial pain, pressure above your eyes, below your eyes, sinus headaches. You might feel tired all the time. If this is you, you may also have heard of the Smart Sinus procedure, available only at Smart Sinus. It's a minimally invasive procedure done in the office to rid you of your chronic sinus infections. Imagine no more pressure, no more pain, no more chronic sinus infections. How? The Smart Sinus procedure. The most frequently heard comment from patients who've had the Smart Sinus procedure is they wish they had had it sooner. You don't have to live with the chronic sinus infections, the pressure, or the pain. Set an appointment with Smart Sinus and find out if the Smart Sinus procedure is right for you. Call 847-213-9797. 847-213-9797. That's 847-213-9797. 9797.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. That's 800-575-6039. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. That's 1-800-575-6039.
Weeknights on WGN-TV, it's Politically Incorrect in prime time. Watch an hour of Two and a Half Men followed by an hour of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. Weeknights 7 to 9 on WGN-TV.
We have fallen down again tonight. In this world, it's hard to get it right. Trying to make your heart feel like a glove. What it needs is love, love, love.
This is lovely, Rachel. How are you doing, everybody? You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, joined by Senator Dan Katowski and Dr. Daphne Scott. Up in traffic is Esmeralda, The senator was asking about your hair just now, just so you know.
I have it.
Looks so
what
nice.
What was the question? Oh, okay.
I was just saying it looks so nice.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
He likes the color.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Like the color. I tried to do it with mine, but it,
it didn't take. You had to tattoo your
it
scalp.
Didn't take.
It didn't just take. Just paint it.
Yeah.
Just paint it.
Just paint
when
it.
When I was a minion last year, mm-hmm. I started to get real, seriously, I got real itchy. I was dancing, and it's I was sweating. The yellow ink was coming down, and I was like, I'm all itchy. I'm itchy. I'm having, like, some kind of an attack. I was like, I went to the bathroom, and I was like, and I started to wipe it off my face because it was literally, it's like an allergic reaction. I mean, there was so much. I didn't realize how much real estate there was up there, so it took a lot of
yellow paint.
A lot of yellow paint.
Can you grow a beard?
Oh, yeah. I just grew one. I shaved it this week.
Oh, there we go. We'll dye your beard.
Completely gray.
We didn't get a chance
no
to see
No itchy minion for you this
no,
year, my friend.
No.
We didn't get to see the beard.
You'll see
glory.
It around Christmas, but it, we,
oh,
I had
that's
it
right.
last year.
To play Santa Claus?
Sometimes.
It was an unfortunate situation when Senator Katowski came in during the holidays one year. My mom was in studio, and we did not treat him well.
Ow.
We did not
They didn't
treat...
like my sweater?
No. We liked your sweater. Aww. We liked your hat. We didn't like them together.
You didn't say... See, the thing is, I always thought it was a red sweater, right? They're like, it's not red. It's
not
a different
red.
Color.
My mom, red.
You.
When I'm with my mom, I actually sound like my mom, too.
You both do.
It's not red.
It's
orange.
Not
it's orange.
A terrible shirt.
It had,
absolutely terrible.
It's orange.
You have no style.
It's a little orange.
A dearth of style.
We did not say that to you. How do you think I
it's
feel?
Okay. Good thing I had Dr. Daphne. I called her. I said, let's get positive.
Yeah. I'm crying.
I'm struggling here.
If we have time tonight, we have to figure out a segment to let listeners call in if they have anything that's weighing them down. I think both of you are very positive people. You know, when we forget that right now there are people who are maybe laying in bed or, you know, maybe they're driving and worried about something. But the middle of the night, isn't that when things kind of weigh on you the most? Because
sure.
in the absence of all the other stimulus,
yeah.
all you're left with are your thoughts.
Yeah, learn to meditate.
A lot of stuff. You have to learn how to meditate.
Yeah, 10% Happier. It's a great app.
There you go.
You say that?
I use Headspace, but 10% Happier is excellent as well.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wait, there are meditation apps?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. It's the best, Patty, the best.
There are language apps.
What are you waiting for?
Well, let me take a break, and I won't wait anymore and get one right now. More after this on 720 WGN.
Jake the Snake Roberts discusses his legendary wrestling career and his upcoming shows at Zany's when he joins me at 2:15 a.m. Nick DiGilio, overnights, 720 WGN.
Orion Samuelson here. You know I buy all my vehicles from the Gary Lang Auto Group in McHenry because I know I will always receive outstanding customer care from their knowledgeable and friendly sales associates. Stop into Gary Lang and test drive Cadillac's all-new CT6 sedan or luxurious Cadillac XT5 and buy it from Gary Lang, a dealer you can trust. Experience the difference when you purchase your Cadillac from Gary Lang with their concierge pickup and drop-off service, free Cadillac loaner, excellent selection of all makes and models, and right now take advantage of a no money down lease now through September 30th. Don't just take my word for it. Go to Gary Lang Cadillac in McHenry, a dealer you can trust. Experience the Gary Lang difference for yourself. View our entire inventory at GaryLangCadillac.com, and remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
Leases are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified credit.
Tune in each week after the Bears game for the best post-game show in Chicago. The Hampton OB Show with Glenn Kozlowski, brought to you in part by Parent Petroleum, fueling your growth since 1983.
Experience an unforgettable evening of music with the Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz as he shares behind-the-scenes stories from his Tony Award-winning musicals Pippin, Godspell, and Wicked at the Mackinac Arts Center Friday, October 7th. Broadway stars Liz Callaway, Scott Coulter, and Debbie Gravitt perform the music of Wicked, Pippin, and Godspell in a thrilling concert experience. See Stephen Schwartz and friends Friday, October 7th at the Mac. For tickets, call 630-942-4000 or visit atthemac.org.
I'm an official sounding scientist, and I'm here to attempt a comfort experiment. We're going to recreate the way your home heating system works in your car. Crank up your heat as high as it will go and put it on full blast at your face. Starting to break a sweat? Wish for more control? This is central heating. In contrast, a Mitsubishi Electric Zone comfort solution with hyperheating allows you to get just the right amount of heat exactly where you need it. Fast. No cold drafts. It's comfort made personal. This concludes our little comfort experiment. Head to MitsubishiComfort.com to learn more.
You're listening pretty late. Coming up after the news, hey, Rachel, do we have a scene for What's That From? We have a scene for What's That From? We are going to read a, would you say perform? I would say perform.
We're actors.
We're actors. We're going to perform for you. And your task is to call in and tell us what movie that is from in this week's What's That From? So.
What?
What's that from?
When did it become like The Price is Right?
I love it.
What's that from? Come on down.
To What's That
From? To What's That From? We had a different, we had like a Masterpiece Theater intro before.
I'm winging it.
No, it was good.
I'm winging it.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
what's that from? What's that from? What is it? I like that one. Okay, you know what? Can we? So 312-981-7200 when we play.
What's that from?
What's that from?
What's that from?
I like your news is Rob Martier.
Mayor Emanuel delivered a public safety speech last night that touched on many topics. He said the police force is undergoing change and added that respect is a two-way street. The mayor also said there will be more officers, investment in technology, and justice in the form of tougher gun laws for repeat offenders. He also talked about jobs and opportunity as a way to combat the violence. You can hear the mayor's full speech at WGNradio.com. Night three of protest in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tuesday night, one man lost his life in what police called a civilian-on-civilian shooting. The governor of North Carolina issued a state of emergency calling the state police and National Guard to help with the situation. The protests stem from a police shooting that claimed the life of a black man. The family of Keith Scott called for calm. His widow released a statement saying she understands the frustration. Scott's family has seen the police video of the shooting. Police won't be making the video public just yet. Charlotte's mayor imposed a midnight curfew. And a Chicago-area lawyer, once on a fast track to a high-salary, high-status job as a judge, has spoken publicly for the first time since her firing as a court staff attorney for donning a robe and hearing real cases on the bench. Rhonda Crawford's brief role-playing as a Cook County judge baffled the legal community, but she told reporters that the matter has been blown out of proportion. She's still on the ballot to become a judge. I'm Rob Martier, traffic and weather next on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, nice bottom.
Thanks.
Can I stand on it?
Sure. Hey, what's going on?
I'm letting Nicole stand on the bottom of one of our dresser drawers.
Your bottom is so strong.
Why, thank you.
It really is impressive.
Well, our customers are always telling us how other drawer bottoms are always sagging or falling out from holding clothes.
But isn't that what a drawer is supposed to do?
Yep. So Penny Mustard set out to create the industry's strongest drawer bottoms.
So strong and durable, you could stand on them.
Heck, we once parked a delivery truck on them.
Watch a guy jumping on a drawer bottom on the homepage at Penny Mustard.
Better yet, come in and stand on one yourself.
We have drawers on display in our showrooms.
Or just ask us to pull out a drawer of your choosing.
Soon, you too will be saying,
nice bottom.
At Penny Mustard Furnishings.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of the drawers people want.
Penny Mustard Furnishing.
You do you, Chicago. The Red Eye mobile app is just here to help. It's your wingman for the best night out ever, your CTA escape during your morning commute, and your local event guru that keeps you in the know on the latest and greatest. It's the app that tells you what to do and where to go all week long so you can do Chicago better. Download the Red Eye mobile app from the App Store or Google Play now, or check it out at redeyechicago.com/mobile app.
WGN traffic right now on the Edens. You're clear 15 minutes both ways. The Kennedy looking much better. We're back to 9 minutes to the Montrose Junction 17 to O'Hare on that outbound. Inbound is the same. On the Eisenhower, we are seeing some delays on the outbound side. 1st to 5th, you have two left lanes that are closed. You're still only about 15 from downtown to Wolf, 26 to 355. On the inbound side around Thorndale, two right lanes are closed there as well. On the Stevenson, running with no major problems. The Dan Ryan, we're seeing it slow on the outbound side. And again, it's because of road work. A left lane closed from 95th to the merge. On the inbound side, not seeing any problems, but keep it in mind, 18th to Taylor Street, a left lane is closed. On Lakeshore Drive, you are clear there. Bishop Ford and I-57, we are seeing a little bit of a delay, and that is due to the road work on the Dan Ryan that's around 95th to the merge.
on the tolls. We're not seeing any major problems. 294 still a little slower on I-80 on both sides. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, rest of the overnight, broken clouds and 75. Friday, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, partly cloudy overnight, high of 76. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 78. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, high of 80. 75 right now at O'Hare, 77 at Midway, 71 in Naperville, and 77 at the lakefront. Next news at 1. I'm Esmeralda Leon on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Did you ever feel like you wanna be someone else for just one day? Did you ever feel like you wanna see?
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and it's time for...
What's that from?
What is that from?
So what's that from? This scene has been culled by our very own Rachel Woodall, who is in the producer's booth tonight. She called it.
Yeah,
she searched high and low for a scene that would be perfect for this collection of human beings.
There's a lot of hand gestures going on right now.
Lots of hands.
It's slinging.
They are a flailing and a kimbo.
Esmeralda, do you have your copy to do stage direction?
I do.
Excellent. And we all have parts. 312-981-7200 when you know what's that from.
What's that from?
What she said.
And you'll receive a gift card from Apt Electronics, courtesy of our very good friend Steve Shapiro, and of course our family at Apt Electronics. And Esmeralda, shall you start us off? Oh, I believe that Rachel is also our director as well as participating. So if you want to call,
all right, ready, set, action.
Ready, set, action.
That was so good.
That was cute.
Interior. I like that. Katie and Regina's houses. Split screen. Katie and Regina are on the phone from their respective homes. Regina's skin is looking pretty bad.
Gretchen thinks you're mad at her because she's running for spring fling queen.
Oh my God, I'm not mad at her. I'm worried about her. I think somebody nominated her as a joke or something. And when nobody votes for her, she's going to have a total meltdown. And who's going to have to take care of her? Me.
You don't think anyone will vote for her?
Katie, she's not pretty. I mean, that sounds bad, but whatever. The spring fling queen is always pretty. The crazy thing is, it should be Karen. But people forget about her because she's such a slut. I gotta go. I'm going to bed.
Regina hangs up and disappears.
Well, she's not mad at you.
The screen splits again from the other side to reveal that with three-way calling, Gretchen was on the line the whole time. Her eyes are full of tears.
Are you okay?
Gretchen hangs up on her. Katie looks surprised as she slides off screen. Gretchen sobs for a second as she dials the phone. Split screen as Karen answers.
Hello?
If someone said something bad about you, you'd want me to tell you, right?
No.
What if it was someone you thought was your friend?
What are you? Hold on. That's my other line.
Karen clicks over. The screen splits in thirds. It's Hello? Regina. We still see Gretchen holding on the other line.
Hello?
Let's go out.
Okay, hold on. I'm on the other line with Gretchen.
Don't invite her. Those other two are driving me nuts.
Hold on.
Hurry up.
Karen clicks back over to Gretchen while she waits. Regina eats a loaf of French bread.
It's Regina. She wants to hang out with me tonight, but she told me not to tell you.
Do not hang out with her.
Why?
You don't want me to tell you.
Okay, you could tell me. Hold on.
Karen tries to click over to Regina, but it doesn't work.
Oh my God, she's so annoying.
Who is?
Who's this?
Gretchen.
Oh, right. Okay, hold on.
Karen clicks over again. This time she gets Regina. While Gretchen waits, she studies her face in the mirror.
Hello?
Oh my God, she's so annoying.
I know, right? Just get rid of her.
Karen clicks over to Gretchen.
Okay, what is it?
Regina says everyone hates you because you're such a slut.
She said that?
You didn't hear it from me.
Karen clicks over.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo. You whore.
Scene.
Wow. Well done all around. Rachel.
I pulled the trigger on that one kind of quickly.
Well, you did. You did
the
great.
Stage direction.
Congratulations. Well done, everyone. I'm impressed.
We really nailed it. Now, does anybody know what it's from? That's
oh my God.
Yeah, we have two
great
callers on hold. I had to answer the phone while you guys were still acting.
Okay. No way.
I had given our
I
producer.
Know. I thought I heard another voice in my ear. I was like, is that another part of the scene?
I was on the phone. I was
like, oh my God, that voice is so annoying.
I was method acting. Marty, tell us what's that from?
That was the world's greatest reading of Mean Girls.
Nice.
Tell the truth. Senator Katowski makes a great mean girl.
It's so perfect. I just can't right now.
Oh, Marty, congratulations. You won a gift card to Apt Electronics. Thank you so much for calling. Awesome. Where are you calling from? What neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Andersonville.
Oh, and I love Andersonville.
Yeah.
Such a great area. Great restaurants.
It's a good time.
It is. We did an overbite air one time in Andersonville. I loved it over there. Marty, hold on the line, and Rachel will take your information. Congratulations. You've won What's That From?
Way to go, Marty.
Yay. That was very fun. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, there you go. Have you seen it, Senator?
Yeah, last weekend. So awesome. I had a party, a Mean Girls party at my house.
I think Esmeralda almost fell out of her chair. She really enjoyed the thought of you watching Mean Girls.
He's just by himself.
Like in a recliner. Popcorn.
It wouldn't be the first time my wife walked in and was like, what are you watching? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hold on, let me take the other listener because I feel bad. I put them on. That was me that put you on hold. Hello, how are you doing? Hello.
I'm good. Hi.
Thank you for holding on. I answered the phone. I had to like slide away real quickly because I was in the middle of the. Yeah. Did you know what movie that was from?
Yeah, and I thought you did. I haven't seen it, or I've only seen it once when it first came out.
Uh-huh.
And I thought you guys did a much better job than they did. That was so cool.
It was Katowski, wasn't it?
Everyone was outstanding. Yeah. All right, what's your name? I didn't get your name.
Myrna,
do you live in the city?
Yeah.
Would you want to go to Zany's Comedy Club next Tuesday night? I'm performing at the Zany's on Wells in Old Town.
I can't Tuesday.
You can't do the Tuesday?
All right.
Well, I'll be doing a couple days in Rosemont coming up in October. So hold on the line, and Rachel will get your information, and we'll work it out and figure out tonight you can come out to Zany's.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. So, yes, I'm going to be at Zany's next Tuesday, September 27th, and the showtime is at 8:30. You can go to zanys.com for more information. I love when listeners come because they get a little bit of a different it's kind of like when you go see Nick D at Movie Club because it is at the Movie Co for his film club because you get a different side of him. You guys get, you know, we tell our stories and we have this conversation, and then when we are out in public, we get to let our freak fly a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a freak fly. Our, you know,
flag? Little, freak flag?
So our freak. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
You are so hip.
What's that from?
I am a freak fly. You're the hippest radio show.
What's that from?
I was going to make this serious, but I think that we will. I was wondering if, you know, people are anxious in the middle of the night, but maybe I think laughing is kind of fun tonight. Feeling good.
Laughing is the best.
Laughing is the best. I'm trying to think of what we can do to keep the laughter going.
Just keep talking.
Do you remember when you were a kid and like you would just start laughing and you couldn't breathe? You were laughing so hard. And you forget why you were laughing so hard.
I just did it today for no reason.
Why? Yeah.
No reason.
I want to go do that.
It's like, I was like, it always came, because we had a big family, and when you made somebody particularly uncomfortable, it would make us laugh in our house. Just like, if you made somebody feel very awkward and uncomfortable.
I wonder what would happen if we just started laughing right now for no reason.
You go ahead and keep doing that. More after this. Let's see if she's still laughing when we come back.
Trending now.
Now, Chicago is out of control, and I was really referring to Chicago with Stop and Frisk for Chicago.
Trump also suggesting that violence in Chicago is worse than in Afghanistan.
Never, ever miss a story on 720 WGN.
Think for a moment. What makes a great healthcare provider? Isn't it one that makes your life better?
One that makes getting an appointment easy. One that offers primary and award-winning specialty care.
One that's focused on you.
That one is Riverside Healthcare.
Riverside has more than a dozen locations just south of the south suburbs, including the new Frankfurt campus, and offers leading programs in heart care, oncology, orthopedics, and neurosurgery. Learn more at riversidehealthcare.org.
Riverside Healthcare, putting well
within reach.
Taking care of yourself and your family is no easy task. The Riverside Medical Group can help. With a variety of primary and specialty care providers, the Riverside Medical Group has just the right help for you, the kids, the whole family. With many locations, including the newest campus in Frankfurt, getting the right care at the right place and right time will make your life much easier. To find the doctor that's right for you, visit RiversideMedicalGroup.org. The Riverside Medical Group, putting well within reach.
The best kept secret for luxury and ruggedness, Land Rover. The best kept secret to obtain a Land Rover, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years with one of the largest selections of new Land Rover models? And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago during their model year-end sales event, you can save $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2016 Range Rover Sport? At these savings, these Range Rovers will go quick, so don't miss out. Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers available right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Stock number LO3264, MSRP $80,901. Selling price $73,901, plus tax, title, license, doc fee with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires 10/2/16.
It's a sad fact. Nursing home negligence is a serious problem. Neglect of elderly residents happens when nursing homes are understaffed. Nursing home negligence includes medication errors, malnutrition and dehydration, falls, pressure sores, and failing to follow doctor's orders. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of abuse or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that turning the care of a loved one over to a nursing home or professional caregiver is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved ones in return. Protect your loved ones. Call the law offices of Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655. It might seem crazy. Too much. She's still laughing. Oh. Senator, she's making you laugh too much.
That was a good laugh.
We just woke somebody up. Someone was just about to drift off to sleep, and you ruined the whole thing.
I know.
Do you ever have that where you're just about to like what's that?
Twilight.
But what's that like? That feeling?
Spasm.
Yeah. What's that weird like twitch that you get with? Like,
I don't know. But I do it all the time. Right as I'm falling to sleep. Right as I'm falling asleep, I'm like.
Do you do?
Yes.
Like, there's so many body gestures going on here tonight. So much physicality.
It's like a sensation.
I feel like I'm at
you're falling up.
Marcel Marceau reunion party. I don't know what the...
So wrong.
Thank you. Good night.
The worst is when I like get like I'm about to fall asleep and then my throat like tightens. Like what is that?
I hate it when I'm about ready to fall asleep and I just am screaming. I'm just screaming uncontrollably.
What? How does that happen?
Have you ever had that when you're trying to scream and you can't?
Yeah.
When you sleep, when you just scream and it's like and nothing's coming out.
You mean
yeah.
Or?
Oh.
Have you ever had that?
I don't know.
No one has ever had that.
No one's ever had that.
Oh. In the history of man.
I feel really isolated right now and alone.
I don't think I've been dreaming. I mean, I am obviously a dream. It's whether or not you remember them.
I dream constantly now. Now that I wasn't dreaming for a while, but now that I don't know. I mean, like all this stuff has risen to the surface. I dream constantly.
You're dreaming
now.
Constantly?
Constantly.
Right now, are you dreaming?
I'm dreaming right now. I thought I was
How
asleep.
Do you know the difference?
Hmm?
How do you know you're actually awake and not dreaming right
Leonardo
now?
Leonardo DiCaprio's not here.
Senator Kutowski.
What was the movie he was in? Dreaming thing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. What was the name of the movie? Call in quick. What was the name of the movie? Leonardo DiCaprio, where he's in a dream, but you don't know he's in a dream to the end.
Inception.
There you go. Nailed it.
I almost said conception. No, inception.
Conception. Retraction.
Deception.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to be able to sleep at all after this conversation.
Couldn't sleep at all last night.
Like, I don't know what they were talking about.
I also sleepwalk. I sleepwalk and I talk in my sleep.
Do you really sleepwalk?
I do really sleep. Oh, I do.
You sleepwalk?
I sleepwalk. I'm mobile. I am up. My poor husband.
Where do you go?
I'm trying to get out the front door. I often think that there's an audience waiting for me that I'm supposed to do a show.
No.
Yeah.
Did he ever get you and said, well, I'll just let her perform on the front.
Yeah, do you ever go into a routine? Yeah, did you ever do a bit?
I don't know. I don't know about that. When I was in college, I woke up on the quad at University of Illinois. I got fully dressed and got ready for class and was walking. And I woke up as I was walking. I was behind the big hall we had?
The Union.
No, but at the end of the quad. Fullinger. I was behind Fullinger, and I woke up and thinking, I was conscious all of a sudden, but still thinking I was on my way to class. So I thought, wow, there's nobody out here right now.
What time was it?
It was at dusk, so it was like 6-ish in the morning.
Oh. And what day was it? Just curious.
It was a Thursday.
I have a brother that sleepwalked.
Were you inebriated as well?
No.
It was Friday night.
They call that a drunk days where I come from.
No, I never lost time. This was completely sober middle of the week. Mm-hmm.
I've never done that. I've talked in my sleep before. That's always weird.
I do that a lot. Yeah.
It's weird. And then I realize I'm doing it. And I just keep talking because I like to talk. But, it's weird.
You said your brother was a sleepwalker?
My brother. I have a brother that would sleepwalk. It was so weird. One night, my dad and I were watching TV. We were sitting out there. It's like maybe like midnight or something. And my brother just comes out. And I think he had a basketball in his hand, actually. And he just comes out and he sits down. And my dad knew right away. And I said, I'm like, what are you doing? I looked at my dad like, shh. And I'm like,
that is so
creepy. And he goes, he's sleepwalking. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. I was just like, this is crazy. And he was. He just was like sitting there and kind of just stared around. And then he kind of just got up. And like, my dad just gently kind of guided him back to his room.
Wow. It was so bizarre.
I yelled out, bald is the new sexy the other night in my sleep.
And why wouldn't you
do that?
I really have a lot of positive affirmations.
You do?
Yeah. Listen to your podcast.
Someone's got to do it.
You love me.
You love me. Somebody love me, please.
You can ask Steve this next time you see him. I woke up one time standing over him yelling at him.
You were sleeping.
Way to end a relationship.
Sounds like the other day in my house.
I was straddling him. I was standing over him, and I was going, "Stand down, soldier! Stand down!"
Really?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Was this after you spent time with
the Marines? No, this is about 2 years ago. And I woke up as I was screaming at him. And
I wake anybody up.
Well, and I woke up as I was yelling at him, and he of course was awake. Right. He goes, I am standing down. I'm lying down, as a matter of fact. Why don't you try it? He's like, awesome. He always talks to me like I'm a mental patient.
Well,
what
you
are you up to?
If it's 2 a.m. and someone's hovering over, you got to admit, probably the best approach.
It's cool. Would you like a turkey sandwich?
Patrick, what kind of sleep talking, walking stories do you have?
Awesome show as usual.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
So a couple of my girlfriends in the past have broken up because of my night talking in my dreams, where I've apparently told them in not necessarily any certain terms, but like I was talking, say I was married to Eileen, and I was saying, oh, Monique, you are so beautiful, blah, blah.
Oh no, you're getting yourself in trouble.
Don't worry about Eileen. She doesn't think about
what?
Oh, no.
Yeah, like at least four of them.
Wow. Like,
we're living together. It wasn't intentionally, you know. I'm sure you know. You're an adult. You know how it happens.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
You meet somebody and you think, oh, this is a person, and all of a sudden, boom, you meet somebody else, and you're like, wait a minute. I made the wrong choice, so you get caught up. And
yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful, Patrick. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah.
Did she forgive you?
Wait, Patrick, did she forgive you?
No, we broke up.
Oh.
I want to say hey to my brother.
Okay.
Who is driving for UPS overnight every night, 5 days a week.
What's his name?
And he listens to your show, Matt Mayhew.
Hey, Matt Mayhew.
Your show is a top dog, man.
Oh, you guys are, it sounds like you're good brothers. Well, thank you, Patrick. You be careful. And are you out driving too, or are you at home?
No, I'm at home drunk.
he's actually sleep talking right now.
He's so honest. No, I'm at home drunk.
He's on
Patrick.
The quad at U of I.
Stop it.
He's sleep talking.
Stop it. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we were talking. See, now we're not letting people sleep. We're not letting them drift off.
They want us.
Is it really
awake.
That the point? Is the point for them to be sleeping while they're listening?
312-981-7200. Are we keeping you awake?
I'm going to doze off right now.
Yeah.
Are you a snorer?
No.
How do you know? You've never been accused?
Well, because people would tell me and I'm the one that accuses the snorers.
Oh, yeah. My husband's the snorer. How that works. The trick is to fall asleep first. If you don't fall asleep first,
But can you sleep through it, though?
If I'm out, I'm fine. But if I don't fall asleep first, I can't fall
snorers
asleep.
Snorers have what created my no bunking policy.
No bunking policy?
Yeah, I don't bunk with other people. I mean, no bunking. I said bunking, not bonking.
No, I didn't.
Bunking.
No, but I was.
Kutowski.
I was like. I can imagine you sitting down writing down these policies.
You know what?
You got a manual.
You need to put.
That's
me...
why I was thinking. It's,
you
it's
need to bring
the
me to
I have a no bunking policy right here, page 6.
I will show up and I'll be like, look, I have a policy. I'd like to get a bill. I'd like to get into the books here. It is the no bunking bill. The NBB.
That's all good.
No bunking. No bunking. It's B-U-N-K, not B-O-N-K.
By the way, I'm kind of excited to introduce you to one of my friends that's in the green room, comedian Lenny Schmidt. Have you met Lenny Schmidt before?
I have not met Lenny Schmidt.
I cannot wait.
You should wait.
You want me to wait?
You can go meet him right now if you want. I'm just kidding. With your bunking. Tell him you have a no bunking policy.
No bunking. I might have to execute my bonking policy.
312-981-7200. Are we keeping you awake at night?
Bonking policy is more liberal than my bunking policy. I'm very pro bonking.
Very pro bonking.
What?
I don't want to ask. Here, let's embarrass Esmeralda. Esmeralda does.
Thanks for not asking me.
I know you're welcome. Does Colin snore?
He does that like.
Oh. That's kind of
like he's being suffocated.
Yeah, and he says I snore, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "You do." I'm like, "No, I don't."
Uh-oh.
I got really mad about it. He's like, "You do." I'm like, "No, I don't."
Yeah, that's good. Just keep denying it. Then
I'll tell you what I do. I do like this exhale.
Like, do you like this? Like you go.
Okay. All right, Rachel. Do you have a snoring situation?
It's not a snore.
I don't think so. My mom snores really loud, though. So when I'm at home, I can hear her, like, from the other room.
I thought you were going to say from the garage.
Well, no, but then she'll fall asleep in front of the TV, and it'll be like, and I'll be like, Mom, you're sleeping. And she'll be like, no, I wasn't.
Here's a recording of you.
What is it about moms who always deny that they're sleeping?
Oh, no, dads.
My dad's the worst.
You tried changing that channel when dad's asleep in front of the
TV. Why are you changing it for? I'm like, because you're asleep. I was resting my eyes.
I was watching that.
Yeah. I'm watching that.
Esmeralda, your dad snores as well?
Oh, my gosh. It's horrific.
Dad sounds like the grandmother in Beverly Hillbillies.
The raccoons are back. Stop feeding them.
Jethro.
I don't know what's happening.
The raccoons are back.
Is that show based off of your family?
Yeah.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WG in Chicago and WGNradio.com. Oh, we have a break. More to this on 720 WGN.
I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. I founded a Silver Lining Foundation in 2002 to raise awareness of early detection and eliminate cost concerns. Do you live in the greater Chicagoland, Evanston, Elgin, or Rockford areas? Are you a survivor who needs follow-up testing? We're here to help, and it's free. If you called us last year, it's time for your annual mammogram. And again, we're here to help, and it is free. Life is tough, but getting a mammogram isn't. Call us at 312-345-1322.
Chicago's most accurate weather forecast. Today on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. Here with your news is Rob Martier.
Mayor Emanuel laid out a plan to stop the escalating violence plaguing Chicago.
It's a mix of job opportunities, training, and new technology for police, and the addition of almost 1,000 new and promoted officers. Still, there's plenty of anxiety over the record-setting violence this year.
Parents cannot even allow their children to play outside because of the fear of gun violence, of a stray bullet. They have to teach their children how to react when they hear the all-too-common sound of gunfire.
The mayor also announced a $36 million effort to expand mentoring for youth from high-crime areas in the city. The mayor's full speech is at WGNradio.com. 37-year-old Fidel Urbina, on the run since 1999, has been arrested in Mexico City. Urbina, formerly from Chicago, was charged with sexually assaulting one woman and killing another in 1998. He was added to the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list in 2012. A midnight curfew was imposed in Charlotte, North Carolina, after three nights of protests over the shooting of a black man by police. The curfew will remain in place until 6 in the morning. Mayor Jennifer Roberts says she expects it to be in place for a few days until officials determine they no longer need it. WGN Sports, the Bears have elevated quarterback Matt Barkley to the active roster. Jay Cutler was injured in Monday night's loss against the Eagles, although there still is the possibility he might play in Sunday's game against the Cowboys in Dallas. The injuries and frustration, however, keep mounting for the Bears. With the latest, here's Adam Hoge.
One day after being listed as limited in practice, Bears wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey sat out Thursday's practice altogether with a knee injury. It's unclear when the injury occurred, as head coach John Fox denied that it happened in Wednesday's practice.
No, it was just something we're monitoring.
As for Jeffrey's status for Sunday night's game in Dallas,
yeah, we'll just see what tomorrow brings. You know, I think obviously didn't go as well from yesterday to today. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Covering the Bears at Howell's Hall, Adam Hoge, WGN Sports.
Catch Adam's Intentional Grounding podcast and more on the Bears at WGNradio.com/Bears. Football last night, the Patriots beat the Texans 27-0. Baseball, the Cubs and White Sox were off. The Cubs begin a three-game weekend series this afternoon at Wrigley against the Cardinals. I'm Rob Martier. Traffic and weather next on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The grass is always greener on your side of the fence with Green Tea Lawn Care.
Service to a
green tea.
The most important thing you can do to have a beautiful lawn all year is done right now. Aeration and overseeding. Aeration lets oxygen and nutrients in and provides a great seed bed. The Green Tea grass seed is the highest quality, so you'll get a thicker, healthier lawn. That's Green Tea Service.
Service to a
green tea.
With my trusted family business, there's no contract to sign. So to have a beautiful lawn all year, call us now for aeration and overseeding. Plus, you'll get a free starter fertilizer application worth up to $200. For details and a starter fertilizer application free, call Green Tea Lawn Care, 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
Air conditioning, it's a hot topic with cool returns. Get a new AC replacement from an iWantSmart.com contractor. Their technicians are highly skilled professionals with years of extensive training. On top of all available manufacturer and energy rebates, iWantSmart.com has an exclusive $200 rebate on any new AC replacement. So don't sweat it. Get the hottest deals from the coolest HVAC contractors in the business. IWantSmart.com. Value, quality, and trust.
IWantSmart.com.
WGN traffic right now on the Dan Ryan. We are seeing delays on the outbound side, and this is because of road work. 95th to the merge, a left lane is closed. You're still only about 14 minutes, though, from the circle to 95th. On that inbound side, you are the same. The Edens is 15 minutes on both sides. Kennedy is clear at the moment, but we have road work. Belmont to Pulaski, two left lanes are closed on the outbound. Inbound, Canfield to Harlem, two left lanes down, and Costner to Belmont, another two left lanes. Eisenhower is clear, so is the Stevenson. And Lakeshore Drive, just seeing a couple delays in the downtown area. Bishop Ford is seeing a little bit of a delay because of the Dan Ryan road work going on, so we're seeing it slow until about King Drive on I-57. You're doing well, no problems there. And on the tolls, 355 slow just before Army Trail Road. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, rest of the overnight, broken clouds and 75. Friday, a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, partly cloudy overnight, high of 76. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 78. And Sunday, partly cloudy, with a chance of thunderstorms, high of 80. 75 right now at O'Hare, 77 at Midway, 68 in Fox Lake, and 77 at the lakefront. Next news at 1:30. I'm Esmeralda Leon on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Senator Daphne Scott, Senator Dan Katowski, and my good friend. Well, you're all my good friends. Is that actually, this is fun. These are three wonderful people in my studio right now.
I love all of you.
Wonderful.
I know. I can't prioritize. I can't categorize right now. It's all, I feel like worlds are colliding.
The third guy. Who's the third guy?
I've known Lenny the longest. I've known Lenny for 20 years.
That's right.
Yep. He convinced me not to change my last name professionally.
That's right. Pre-children, we knew each other.
Yes, we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before you guys had kids?
Yes.
Together?
No. We can't talk about that. That's a legal thing.
Before that moment?
That's why he told her not to change her last name.
Yeah, don't change her last name.
It was a whole plaintiff thing. I don't want to get into it.
Don't tell anybody. How long have you lived in Los Angeles now?
I moved there in 99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a long time.
Yeah, I've been here a long time now. So that's what, 17 years? This time. So I also moved there out of high school. I was there from 85 to 92.
And he's been, now did you watch True Blood? Desperate Housewives?
Yeah. Desperate Housewives.
What was the polygamy show?
Big Love.
Big Love.
I was a jerk in Big Love.
You were such a jerk.
I was, you know what? Most of my work is jerk.
I was
a jerk in Bones.
You were a jerk.
I got killed in Bones. I beat up Bones. That's how much of a jerk can you be? I stabbed her. I beat her up and stabbed her.
Yeah.
There are people literally turning the radio off right now. Well, I have no interest for this guy. He's a jerk.
You were an escaping plumber in Closer, weren't you?
In the Closer, I wasn't that bad of a guy.
No, he was a plumber.
I was like, I fixed everything. I was a jerk in Joe Dirt. Yeah, God, yes. I was a jerk in everything.
You're a jerk.
Big Love was a huge jerk.
Oh, my gosh, I just realized you were in Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
I can't take this. It's like frying my brain.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Did you watch True Blood?
Yeah, I didn't watch True Blood, but I watched. Oh.
I was a jerk in True Blood. I got killed really badly.
You got to see him explode. Like he's just eaten and bitten and bleeding. And
My daughters think it's hilarious.
But vampires.
They fed on me for most of the night, but then. The way it ended was Lorena snapped my neck while Bill was eating my girlfriend's neck. My wife's neck.
The neck. It's true.
I mean, these are high-level plots right here.
He was playing a Chicago mogul of some sort, weren't you, in the 1920s?
I was the big mob boss in the 20s. I had a huge, it was a flashback.
It was great.
I had a big line. My famous line was, screw prohibition was the big line. And it was on my Facebook for weeks.
Come on.
I loved True Blood. That was a great series.
Actually, it was. It was a good series.
It was fun. When I shot it,
I didn't see him. I watched it like two or three times.
At the end of it, when we shot it, we finished that scene. We shot it 4 in the morning. And when we finished, I was completely covered from head to toe in fake blood. Like completely covered in fake blood. And we had a trailer and stuff. And they go, do you want to shower here? Do you want to drive home? I go, I'm showering here. And I'm not driving through South LA covered in fake blood. There's no way that's happening. So you want to step out of the car? You're not going to believe this, man. You are totally. Yeah, put your hands behind. I don't. I'm serious.
I'm an actor.
What was the name of your character what was it again in True Blood?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Shut up, Sydney.
I'm trying to find the there's got to be a YouTube video of it.
Go to my website, man. Well, my reel's on there. If you go to my website, there's my reel's on there. So the whole thing, the whole clip is on there.
LennySchmidt.com?
Yeah, LennySchmidt.com.
With a DT?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
With a DT.
With a DT.
So that how you spell it to people? It's with a DT.
Yes, yeah, so I have to explain it to people. Then I have to go D as in dog because it gets confusing to people. So then I lose them. What do you mean? D is in dog and T is in tog. That is where I get them. That's how I screw them up. I go D is in dog, T is in tog. Like, I don't understand. Whoa, there's a dog and a tog.
Tog.
I have a pet dog and then I have a tog in the garage. I don't want to talk about it.
I never thought about I'm just doing all those phonetics. I'm just making them random.
They're all the same.
Make them random.
S is in sog, C is in cog, H is in hog.
No, just do all nonsensical words. Daffy. D is in dribble. D is in drop. A is an egg.
That's some poor guy from India in the other language. I don't know. I don't.
Sorry. Here's a palamanita,
Mona. That's right. That's
I don't. Hold for, please.
Oh, dear. This is where we get in trouble with listeners.
I mean,
although it does remind me of one of my favorite bits that Greg Giraldo did when he had somebody with an accent and they were like, J as in jello. That why isn't oh it's why isn't Jello? It's
why
I just
Jello?
Ruined Greg Giraldo's bit. Oh, he is spinning around in his grave.
He is. One good bit.
Come on, Lenny. So when you come back to Chicago, is it hard to adjust to? I mean, it's not cold now, so that's fine.
No, right? It's actually a little warmer than I wanted it to be. I was hoping to get maybe a little bite of fall here. You know what I mean?
Well, how long are you in town for?
I'm leaving it's Tuesday morning.
Oh yeah, it'll be cold by then.
Yeah. Well, I got to see a snowstorm coming in Sunday, and then it'll be back to 90 by Monday. So I think
your flight
will
be canceled on Tuesday to go back to LA.
Of course, they'll be stuck. There's a flood warning in O'Hare. Really? Of course there is.
I always love when the pilots come on too when you're on the plane. Like, you know, you're sitting there. You can hear the engines go.
Yeah, I hate that sound.
They're always like,
there goes this trip.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here in the flight deck, we're just waiting for the air traffic control to give us clearance, and we hope to get you off in the air here in about an hour. They just go on and on.
They always give you the good news up front. They go, well, we are loaded to go, full of gas. Everyone's on the plane. We got luggage in the plane. Everything's fine. We got food ready to go. Coffee is warm. Everything's set. Here's the thing. The sky is dark, and we can't fly. Chicago is shut down. We're going to have to be on the runway for, let me check, 60 minutes. We'll get back to you soon again. Click. Whoa.
Yep.
It's 60 minutes?
We'll update you.
We'll update you here shortly. Thanks.
How quickly are you on your phone trying to figure out what the next flight is?
As soon as I hear this.
But that's why they get you off the plane and get you away from the gate. That's how, because they stop staying at the gate. Because if people would do that, get off the plane, and they go,
right.
I just booked another flight. Well, you can't get off.
That's why they pull away now. Yeah, now they give you the warning, too.
It saves them, yeah.
We're about to close the doors.
You want to get off? Yeah, you can go. That's how, otherwise people are getting off the plane like crazy. Yep. That's why they pulled you away. I've literally sat 5 feet from a gate for an hour and a half.
See?
Seen two planes take off. Sadly, that I could have been on. Well, I could have been on either one of those planes.
I don't even know where they're going.
I was on a flight the other night.
I don't care.
The other night, we were an hour late leaving, and I'm not making this up. We pull away from the gate. We get out onto the tarmac. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know how to tell you this, but we're gonna go back to the gate.
Oh.
A pilot that really needs a ride back to Chicago, so we're gonna turn around and we know there's an inconvenience. We had to go all the way back to the gate.
Buddy.
What kind of looks did that guy get?
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Hey, can I have... You're right, never mind. Are you reading that? No, that's fine. Never mind. Excuse me.
I was upset.
What if the guy's eating a hot dog and he's like...
I was upset for one minute and then I realized... That guy's got to get on this plane.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a worse fate than me sitting here waiting an extra 20 minutes. Excuse me.
He wasn't sitting in first class, was he?
Oh, he had to go. No.
He had to go in the back of the plane.
That would be the worst. People would go up there and drag him out. But hey! Hey! Let's go.
It was bad.
Got a great seat for you next to the bathroom, jerk.
You should be sitting in front, right?
They were so mad. You could just hear as soon as... Like people, their seat belts, and people, you can't do anything to express your anger, That was great.
It's just like paper airplanes flying across them. You should have caught this ride home.
Yeah, really.
We are hanging out with comedian Lenny Schmidt. Are you performing anytime in the area?
Tomorrow night, I'm in Munster, Indiana.
Oh, that's right. You're in Munster. I love that theater.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to do it. This is the first time I'm doing it. It's the Center for Visual and Performing Arts tomorrow night in Munster. It's a dinner and a show that starts at dinners at 7, shows at 8:15. I'm very excited about this. A family lives in the area that's coming out to see it. It should be a lot of fun.
It's a great venue. Are you flying or driving to Munster, Indiana?
To Munster? I was going to drive. I was going to fly, but I didn't want to be delayed.
Hang glider.
So I'll just drive.
He's going to drive.
I'll fly over the Skyway. So if there is trouble, I can just land on the Skyway. Because no one's ever on the Skyway.
Well, don't be on the Skyway in Lenny's Way tomorrow on his way to Munster, Indiana. He'll be performing there. How can people get tickets?
You can go to my website, LennySchmidt.com. All the links are on there. But also the the number is 219-836-1930. And the website is www.csncats.org cvpa.org.
And on his website, you can also check out the article that appeared in the Chicago Tribune about Lenny Schmidt and his appearance. The Post Tribune.
Oh yeah, that was a nice article by Bob. Who's it? Bob
Kostanichuk. Sorry,
that's
Bob.
K as in cat, O as in wax.
We still got a chance to lock up best record in baseball, and so those guys are going to go out there and play all the way through.
Ryan Dempster on the Steve Cochran Show.
Listen, the end goal is to win a World Series and to get to the playoffs, you know, and they've accomplished step one, and that's win their division. Now there's a few more steps along the way, but also, too, there's guys out there who have a chance to win MVP or guys that have a chance to win a Cy Young, so you want to finish as strong as possible. When you go into October, you want to be feared.
The Cubs conversation in October is right here.
You do continue to play your best baseball, and that's the only way we know how to do it. And those guys in there, that's the only way they know how to do it.
720 WGN.
I've always thought I had a bit of an edge, and now I can safely say I have an edge.
Well, congratulations, Tom. I'm not sure what that means.
See the Edge. A whole new showroom exclusively for our top designer kitchen and bath concepts.
Wow, glamorous. But why the Edge?
It's our way of showing off Builder Supply Outlet's creme de la creme in kitchens and baths. A high-end look without the high-end price.
Gorgeous cabinets.
Five lines. And look, over there, over 100 granite and quartz countertop choices. Plus, we have top designers with state-of-the-art design stations to help make your dream kitchen come true right in front of your eyes.
You've got to experience the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom at Builder's Supply Outlet.
We're just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview.
Or visit BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Experts are saying there's no doubt. Joe Rizza Acura is the favorite to win in 2016. Choose from our entire selection of over 150 vehicles. There's something here for everyone. You'll be running away with savings when you drive home in a new 2017 Acura RDX for just $399 a month. When you punch your ballot, you know who to pick. Joe Rizza Acura. Visit us in Orland Park, located on 159th Street. Or head to RizzaAcura.com. 36-month lease, $29.99. Due at signing. Includes down payment. No security deposit. Excludes taxes, title, and fees for well-qualified leases. See dealer for details.
Executive Green Carpet Cleaning's rolling out their best special of the year this week only. Get four areas clean for only $189. Areas can include bedrooms, basements, stairs, hallways, family rooms. Get four clean for only $189. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning will get your carpets looking new again using 100% green, residue-free products and own their own purified water. Call Kelly to schedule your cleaning, 708-599-5151, 708-599-5151, or visit executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. That's 800-575-6039. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. That's 1-800-575-6039.
This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot are taking your game day experience to the next level. It's Chicago's Best Football Fair, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We are hanging out with Dr. Daphne Scott, who is our positivity expert. Sure. She is positively positive. Senator Dan Katowski, who is our neutrality expert.
I have no position.
You've taken over Dr. Charles Turk's position. That was what he. That was the role he served, and now you have to assume that as well.
So I'm like you're Switzerland.
You are like Switzerland in so many ways. Yes.
I'm Schlebrock. I'm the negative. Yeah.
That's comedian Lenny Schmidt, who is appearing in Munster, Indiana at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts tomorrow night. You can go to his website, LennySchmidt.com, for ticket information. It's all you can eat and all you can laugh.
There's all you can eat. They didn't tell me that.
I believe it's all you can eat.
They might have done that on purpose to not let me know that it's all you can eat.
And there are reserved tables for groups, by the way.
Oh, yes, there are.
Do you ever eat before you go on?
Usually in that scenario, I don't like to eat before the show.
Yeah. Especially with everybody, it's going to be if you sit at a banquet table, it's weird.
Yeah, it's awkward. And hi.
Oh, you're the comedian? You going to make us laugh?
Good to see you.
You don't want to be.
So, what's got you started in comedy?
Were you always funny?
Yeah. I bet at home. That's my favorite. My ex-wife hated that one. I bet at home he's a blast. And she was like, yeah, he's a blast.
Oh, he's a riot, Alice.
he's a lot of fun.
Should have seen him when I gave him the divorce papers. He was sick.
I'll tell you, he was laughing all the way to the bank.
That's why I tell people the humor comes from anger and negativity. Like, really? That comes from anger and sadness? Yeah, all good comedy comes from anger and sadness.
Yeah.
That's where you twist it, you change it.
Just a
little
bit.
We're not clowns all day. You think we walk around with balloons making animals? You know, comedians are just, I'm here. Everyone's, hey, Lenny's here.
Alex squirt gun.
Daphne and Senator Katowski know that I have a lot of rage.
Yeah, well, call it rage or humor, Patty.
Passion.
Passion.
I always call it passion, man.
She's very passionate.
That's it.
She's very passionate.
Very passionate.
That's the out.
Scalding.
Scalding.
I have scalding passion.
Scalding. Torrid passion.
Torrid. Sorry. Now, you do a lot of cruise ships, too, don't you?
Yes. I'll be on one next week, actually.
And where are you headed?
We're going to Canada next week.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
our
the
neighbors
back
to
end
the north
of the Canadian cruise. So I'll be in New York, and then I'm going up to Halifax, right near. Actually, we'll also be right by where the Titanic sank. So that's encouraging.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a real estate tour for Americans who are scoping out property?
It could be. Yeah. There's a lot of Trump suck signs everywhere in Canada.
Are there really?
They sell so much Trump merch in these other islands now.
Really?
You see Mexico. Yeah, they have tons. Really tons of t-shirts to say Trump sucks and giant heads of Trump that are hanging. And I mean, it's hilarious.
Oh,
well, they'll sell
man.
Anything in a Mexican port that, you know, if it
well,
sells.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of Trump pinatas. They're just
there's
got to be.
That's the other thing. There's tons of Trump pinatas.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
I mean, you can't swing a stick without it.
Oh, that was really
good.
You had to go there. You had to go there. I can't
that
swing
was ridiculous.
A stick.
That was perfect.
That was pretty good, actually.
That was well played.
That was very well played. I didn't even see it coming
just
either.
Like we rehearsed it.
It did. No, it really did. Are you doing politics in your... Because I stay away from it. I'm more autobiographical.
I don't do any politics in my act, but you know, one thing I do now that I actually kind of bleed the two things together is I do a big thing on... It started with doing a bit on dating and even a bit about parenting, about how we don't listen to each other anymore. How the key to surviving in anything is not just listening, but actually hearing people. People only hear what they want to hear. So a lot of times, that's why now, like, it's hard to have you can't have a political conversation anymore. You can't disagree with someone. You can't go, I don't agree with your point of view. You usually get, you're an idiot.
Right.
You know, it's so hard to leash the other. And I know I have friends that are Trump supporters and I have friends that are Hillary supporters. And I'll be honest with you, I'm one of those guys. I'm in the middle. I'm not a big fan of either candidate. But I know that every Trump supporter isn't a racist. I know that. You know what I mean? Everybody's so labeled now that you have to put them into a group. So if you say, I support Trump, people automatically go, you're racist. And I know that's not true. Same thing with, like, I support Hillary. People go, well, you're an idiot. She's a liar. She's this, she's that. A lot of times, you know, I just have an opinion. You know what I mean? You have an opinion and you think about certain things that they stand for. I think we label people so much and we don't hear when we have an argument anymore. You can't solve a problem.
Yep.
Can't solve anything if you're not listening and hearing what people are
especially
saying.
Especially if it's long division. I can never solve that problem.
I don't. I Google everything my daughters show me. I'm like, I don't know how to do
it. Oh, the math thing. They don't show their work anymore. Remember we had to show your work? And
I hated that because I was so good at guessing. And
yeah.
They're like, you got to show your work. I'm like, but
like
I got
that.
The right answer.
Yeah, my oldest is like that. She can look at bam, done.
Yeah, if I can guess my way through life, what's wrong with that? Why do I need to show my work and guess my way through
life? It's all about the end result. I don't understand.
And it's about confidence, apparently. I like to show my work. Don't you like to show your work, Senator? No.
It's a great body of work, I'm sure. my son is in a math class, but they have to show their work.
Yeah.
His work. But the older, my older son in high school, it's like, you know, Quizlet. So they're online.
Yeah.
And it's like multiple choice.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's
See?
Different. So some classes are more intense than others.
Griffin wanted to do a science project where he wanted to study the effects of color on mood. But it's a psychological, so you have
my
to.
My daughter did that for the science fair.
Remember
last
that?
Year.
Oh, she did.
2 years ago, yeah.
How did like? Okay, so how did, tell me how she did it.
I don't know.
Like
I
you
don't
would,
know.
You
it
would
was
show, like,
good
pictures of like bloodied animals, and you'd be like, oh, how does this red affect your mood? Like
I think it was. Just, I think it was.
Well,
just
she
like
used
like
actually. Yeah, I don't think my daughter didn't use any bloodied animals. She just used like a red piece of paper. I don't know which school you went to.
What the heck just happened?
It was just red paper. I'm pretty sure that would have a negative effect as well.
Make sure someone was stabbed 100 times.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
it? How does red make you feel? It feels like I'm watching True Blood.
Like our positivity expert's got some rage.
This is like a scene from The Walking Dead right in front of me.
It's very strange. I don't know what happened.
It did prove that. I know that she proved that blue makes you calm like 80-something percent of the time.
Yeah, but but you would have to.
Blue.
What, yeah. what, can you come closer to your microphone, sir?
Light blue.
What color of blue?
Light blue.
Yeah.
Light, like a light, any type of lighter,
like a
mid shade
blue?
Blue. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
And most all blues have you, cause a dark blue almost becomes a black to some people. Like I'm colorblind, so I can't, dark blue to me is black. I have no
so
idea.
You can't see purple and
what's
blue.
What's the angry color? Yeah. What's the angry color?
You know what she told me?
Is
it's
it
not
yellow?
Red, it's something else.
It's
she,
yellow.
That's what threw me off. Yeah. It was, so, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Yellow.
It was
yellow.
Something that I was like, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's right? Because then I'm arguing with her over her project, which I should never do because she's always right. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, yellow doesn't seem angry to me. It seems like sunny and happy and stuff.
And then you get angry about it.
Yeah. And she's just holding
it. Make me angry just talking about it.
Suddenly I'm showing her pictures of bloody corpses and stuff. How do you feel now? Yellow.
Yellow. How old are your daughters?
15 and 12.
Wow. Yeah. What happened to us?
I don't know, man. They're huge. The 12-year-old shot up taller than everyone. She's taller than her mom and the 15-year-old and everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, Griffin's getting really tall, too. And he's lanky.
How old is Griffin now?
Griffin's 13 now.
Oh,
he just started high school 2 years early.
Wow. Good for him.
Well, he hates that I say that because it's like an academic center. So there are 120 other kids that are in the program. But they were pulled from all over the city of Chicago.
Oh, good. Right on. Good for him.
Yeah.
So that's a big step. My youngest, or my oldest is in... sophomore year, she's in the play this year, so she's very, she's very excited with that.
That's cool.
What's the play?
It's Romeo and Juliet, but it's a modernized version based in Chicago.
Oh,
yeah, so it's kind of cool. So she's very happy. My youngest is an athlete, so she has a lot of volleyball and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's big. Those are big changes. Those are big. 13 going into school with all those kids. That's a tough.
But he actually said because the teenagers, the kids in the high school, the freshmen through seniors, apparently there's a group, some of them, who throw pennies at the academic center kids to remind them they're not better than them, right? To put them in their place. So I asked him, and he goes, "No," he goes, "I think I'm tall enough to fit in." So he like felt good about. He does. He looks like he's 14.
Plus, you should tell those other kids you're throwing money at me. So why?
Yeah.
He had a Ziploc bag that he was planning to collect them with.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Who's better now? I got a whole bunch of pennies.
I'm loaded.
Yeah,
dummy.
Good for you, man.
Dum dums.
I just bought lunch on your pennies.
They broke one kid's glasses, like whipping the pennies at them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Boy, throwing pennies is not a cool thing. We never did that.
No,
we didn't.
When I was in band, they would throw pennies at my drums.
Oh.
Because then it would go
while
boom.
You were walking.
Well, you could get the boing sound, boom. Yeah.
That's just mean.
That's mean.
That was kind of funny, actually. Yeah.
At my high school, at Lane Tech, they would try to sell elevator passes to the freshmen.
I did that.
Yeah.
I sold elevator passes, and I used to give kids directions to the pool. There was no pool. They would end up in a parking lot. There was a shed by the auto club where they would end up.
Oh,
and they would be like, "Where's the pool entrance?" And these guys would be like, "There's no pool, kid. Get out of here."
Why were they looking for a pool in the first? Or you just told them?
I told them. I go. If you want to go to the anything they asked for, they had to go through the pool. Where's the study
best.
Hall? The shortest way is through the pool. What? Here, do this, dude. Go over here. See the stairs.
Man.
Go right back
that
there next to Auto Club. Go out the. You got to go out the back door. It seems weird, but when you walk past the third garage, there's a shed.
It seems
and
weird.
When you get to the shed, just go into the shed. The pool's right there. And they would get to the shed, and there's like nothing there but auto parts. They'd be
that
confused.
That is the best. So when someone asked for other directions, tell them the easiest way to go is through the pool. I'm using that.
You know what we did want? This is terrible. I feel bad about this. This is when we worked at a pizza place in L.A., and with new employees, we used to hire them to go get the dough repair kit.
In the basement?
No. We sent them to the store with
the
money.
Dough repair?
Here's some money.
Dough repair.
I need a dough repair kit. We literally would do a whole thing where we put our hand through a pizza. Ah! Hey, where's the dough repair kit? It's gone. I borrowed it to Norwalk. Oh, go get a dough repair. We gave this girl money. So we send people all the time. So we send this girl, and as many of us that could go would follow over there to, like, watch her. And she went, and she asked, and she couldn't. They found out that we were playing a joke, and then she started crying. And I felt so, I'm like, oh, man. And then I felt, for the rest of forever, I'm like, well, all right, no more dough repair kit, Josh, because now I feel like a jerk.
We used to send everybody to the basement. Go clean up the grocery store I worked at. Like, hey, you know what? Somebody dumped a ton of pop down there. Can you get the mop and head down to the basement? And you're like, you know, the new person's always so eager. Sure,
okay, sure.
Just walking around for like 10 minutes with the mop and the bucket.
And awesome. You're afraid to ask because you don't look too stupid.
Exactly.
No, where are you going? I got to clean up some stuff. I'll be right back.
So eager. We are hanging out with Daphne Scott, Senator Dan Katowski, and Lenny Schmidt, who is headlining tomorrow night, comedy night at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, Indiana. There's a 7 p.m. buffet dinner and 8:15 show, and there is a cash bar. You can go to Lenny Schmidt's website for more information, and I'm sure there's more information like on the Center for Visual and Performing Arts.
Yeah, if you go to their website and click, and there's a huge comedy thing in the middle. Click on that, and it explains everything.
Quick break here, and we're going to say bye to everybody. We'll hang out for a little bit after the news. Quick bye.
Wow, that was fast. Hi, it's John Williams. We said Thomas Jefferson and I will be on stage at the College of DuPage this Saturday before the election, and tickets sold out. So we've added another show. The new show will be Saturday, November 5th at 1 p.m. at the College of DuPage. Tickets for our 1 o'clock show are on sale now at WGNradio.com/events. The return of Thomas Jefferson, number 2, presented by Conasec and Dillon Trial Attorneys and sponsored by Visit Springfield.
Time now for our news. Here with everything you need to know is Rob Martier.
Inside Malcolm X College last night, Mayor Emanuel outlined his plan to combat violence in the city. It included police reforms, as many as 1,000 new department hires, tougher gun laws, and a slew of new youth programs. Outside, there were about 24 protesters, some who say the new oversight board Emanuel is proposing is a farce. They believe it will be controlled by the mayor and doesn't even have a set budget. You can hear the mayor's full speech at WGNradio.com. The twin sister of an unarmed black man shot and killed by a Tulsa police officer says her family is pleased the officer has been charged with a crime. Officer Betty Shelby was charged with first-degree manslaughter in the death of Terrence Crutcher. Meanwhile, in Charlotte, North Carolina, it was a third night of protests. The family has seen police videos of Keith Scott's killing, but lawyer Justin Bamberg will not detail what they saw. Instead, Bamberg says there's some things to digest, end quote. Scott's family didn't speak as they quickly left Charlotte's police headquarters. There was a midnight curfew imposed in Charlotte. And the ACLU of Illinois says Donald Trump's suggestion that Chicago police use stop and frisk for traffic stops won't help curb crime in the city. Police have tried stop and frisk. The ACLU found police made more than 250,000 stops from May through August of 2014. The tactic has been called racial profiling. I'm Rob Martier. Traffic and weather next on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Do you have silver or gold to sell? Call me, the Antique Lady. Now is the best time. Call the Antique Lady at 773-262-1000. For years, WGN listeners have been calling the Antique Lady to sell their antiques and art. Why go to the mall or send your family treasures through the mail? Call 773-262-1000 for a buyer you know and trust. Bring your sterling silver flatware, trays, teapots, and candlesticks to the Antique Lady. Old, broken, and unworn gold pieces sitting in the drawer can be turned into cash. Deal with a family-owned business that's been in the same location for over 30 years. At 6901 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago, you'll receive a fair price with no pressure to sell. Call 773-262-1000 today.
Support the Out of the Darkness Chicagoland Walk as they help assist those impacted by suicide, understand and prevent suicide through education and outreach. Suicide is a national health issue that takes an enormous toll on family, friends, co-workers, and the entire community. You can help to support this cause by participating in their annual Out of the Darkness Chicagoland Walk on Saturday, October 15th. Walk to honor a loved one. Walk to raise funds. Walk to save lives. For details on donation and registration, go to chicagowalk.org. That's chicagowalk.org.
WGN traffic right now on the Edens. That is clear. The Kennedy looking good. We're not seeing any problems on either side. Reversibles are closed until 5 a.m. On the Eisenhower, you're running with no delays. Stevenson and the Dan Ryan are looking good. We are seeing a little bit of a delay on the Dan Ryan still, and that is due to road work on the outbound side, 95th to the merge, a left lane closed. Not causing any problems to the travel times, though. 14 from the circle to 95th, inbound the same. Lakeshore Drive running with no problems. Bishop Ford, a little bit of a slowdown on that southbound side from essentially the merge to Cottage Grove. On I-57, you are clear, and on the tolls, 294 slow at 79th Street. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, rest of the overnight, broken clouds and 75. Friday, slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, partly cloudy overnight, high of 76. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 78. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, high of 80. 75 right now at O'Hare, 77 at Midway, 71 in Villa Park, and 77 at the lakefront. Next news at 2. I'm Esmeralda Leon on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, hanging out with Dr. Daphne Scott, whose podcast is available.
It is the Super Fantastic Leadership Show. You can find it on iTunes and at 3Ws. Daphne-Scott.com.
Can you not take too long to come back again?
Because it's been I will not take as long this time. I have much
what are you doing next week?
Next week, I'm probably just coming on your show.
All right, then cool. I need to build your calendar around that experience.
I'm going to. I have to take the next day off. Because it's like till 2 in the morning. Sometimes you're like, can you come on the show? I'm like, I have to be up at like 6, so I guess I'll just stay up all night.
I went to bed this morning at 9 a.m. That was a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm talking to you about getting sleep.
What are you doing? Patty never sleeps.
I know.
Senator Gutowski, tell us about how this school year is going for a lot of the kids you're working with.
You know, it's been great because a lot of people donated to ChildServe backpacks and supplies for our kids. Many of our kids are living in poverty, so it was just, you know, it helped them, you know, transition to school and fit in and have the tools they need to be successful. So it was just a very successful backpack drive. And, you know, one company in particular has been great, Mattress Firm, huge. There was like 50 bags of supplies that came from all the Mattress Firm stores.
Oh, that's great.
And people who go there for customers just did that. So very cool stuff.
And what can people do to help, you know, keep that momentum going for successful futures?
We have a whole host of opportunities on www.childserve, without the .org. It's C as in cool, H as in hool, I as in iwool, L as in lool, D as in dual, serve. So let's hear what our guy, I'm sure Lenny's got tons of stuff.
Lenny's
right?
got his website.
Yeah. My website, LennySchmidt.com. Go to LennySchmidt.com. Go there. I just released a new CD that I'm selling at the shows, but also on iTunes. I'm on iTunes now. I Am Still Here is what the album's called. That's the new one. So if you Google me on iTunes, you'll get two albums that come up and that one. And then tomorrow night at the Center of the Visual Performing Arts in Munster, Indiana, it's a dinner show. Please come out. It should be a lot of fun. And that's it.
It's a buffet.
There's food, apparently. Yeah. I'm going to be dressed well. So there we go. I brought the good clothes for this show. Yeah.
Plus, you'll be watching Lenny going, I know him from somewhere. You know him from everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You'll be like, that guy's a jerk.
Because off the air, I was saying, oh, that's right. He was on Castle.
Cut me off on the 94 the other day?
that guy's a jerk.
That's going to be a weird casting call. We need jerky guys.
I always got them. I go, I don't care. I'm a jerk and I eat and I yell. That's what I do in everything I do. I either eat, yell, or I'm a jerk.
What have you had to eat the most? They do take after take sometimes. Yeah.
In commercials, I ate a lot of food.
Did you really?
The worst in the I did a Denny's commercial where I ate. Here's the best. I got a flat tire on the way to the shoot. So, and you do the shoot, they give you a bucket because you do a lot. You shoot and spit. But I was so hungry, I didn't have time for lunch.
No.
So I kept eating I ate chicken sandwiches until the end when I couldn't eat anymore. And thank goodness because they gave me a chicken sandwich. Not cooked, by the way.
Oh.
The last one. Yeah. I held it up. I was doing the scene. I looked down. I go, hey, this is a raw chicken sandwich you gave me. It was the only one I didn't bite into and eat. I'm like, oh, that was the close. I can't believe I got away with that.
Well, we're glad that you survived the raw chicken sandwich. Thank you so much, Daphne Scott and Senator Dan Kutowski. Dr. Daphne.
Thank you,
Senator.
Patty Vasquez.
Comedian Lenny Schmidt.
Patty Vasquez.
Everybody
thank
be safe
doctors,
tonight.
Dr. Senator. Dr. Senator Comedian. What a step down that is. Dr. Senator Comedian.
Hey, we have a noble profession. Just saying. After this, we're going to talk to some folks who are with the Story Pirates. They're celebrating Roald Dahl's 100th. Yeah, why are you shivering? Oh. That's what's coming up after this. Wow. It's the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Roald Dahl. Okay. I said that all correctly.
So awesome. It's a 25th year anniversary since Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit came out.
That's not what's coming up after this.
Roald Dahl, isn't that the villain from the first Batman?
Jake the Snake Roberts discusses his legendary wrestling career and his upcoming shows at Zany's when he joins me at 2:15 a.m. Nick DiGilio, overnights, 720 WGN.
One half looks like this.
And the other half looks like this.
What are you doing?
I'm conveying the concept of a two-tone sofa on the radio.
The Baldwin Conversation Sofa at Penny Mustard?
That's right, Nicole.
It's the only two-tone sofa we offer.
It's beautiful.
And so comfortable.
The Baldwin Two-Tone Conversation Sofa. An all-American sofa made by all-American builders for your all-American home. Starting at 1617 at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
This is a great place for one-stop shopping.
Great prices.
Lots of value.
It's your everything store.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always find quality products, friendly service, and low prices. What else will you find? Let's ask our customers why they like shopping at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
We dropped the car off for some brake service.
We shop for automotive needs.
Oil filters, batteries.
Bought tires here.
Windshield washer fluid.
Keep equipment fueled with a 12-volt, 15-gallons-per-minute transfer pump from GPI. This rotary gear design is made from durable, lightweight cast aluminum and has longer run times. It's ideal for agricultural, automotive, or construction applications with low-viscosity petroleum fuels. Right now, it's on sale for $279.99.
It's just a wide variety of everything at a great price.
Quality is great. Products are great.
Farm and Fleet's got the best deal around.
If Farm and Fleet doesn't sell it, you probably don't need it.
That's genuine value. From Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, one of the founders of RichUncles.com, real estate investing for everyone. Our $1 billion offering is now open for investment with a $500 minimum. RichUncles NNN REIT is a public non-listed REIT, a real estate investment trust that invests in single-tenant commercial real estate. Learn more by reading our prospectus at RichUncles.com. That's RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by RichUncles for this single message and is intended only for residents in states where the offering is approved.
RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And there's a wonderful event that you need to know about this weekend that is the Roald Dahl Splendiferous Showdown Bus Tour. And on the line with me are two of the participants. They're going to be leading you on a wonderful adventure. And we have Chrissy and Matt on the line. Hi, Chrissy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. And we have Matt. You're there as well?
Yes. Good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. So tell me a little bit, Chrissy, about your part in this event that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, well, I play a character named Lady Beatrice Ruffleton. And in the conceit of the show, I have written and directed the show this character has. And I am very jazzed about coming up with my own stories and getting kids to come up with their own stories as well. So whereas Matt is trying to get the kids to the game show, I'm trying to get the kids to come up with their own ideas for stories.
And this sounds like such a great way to have it be interactive. Matt, what has been your sense of the Roald Dahl books and this project that you're doing?
Well, it's amazing to get to delve into his body of work. He wrote so many incredible books that are very timeless. And I think the kids that we've been doing the shows for in the elementary schools and the few public performances we've had have gone over really well. And it's been great to actually, as an adult, go back and read his books and, you know, sort of relive those experiences with books like Matilda or James and the Giant Peach, which were my favorite books growing up as a kid, to then get to read them as an adult and bring them out to the kids today.
And what is the name of your character that you're portraying?
I play Dunstan Shufflebottom.
Hmm. Fantastic. And how can people... So this is going to be a bus tour. Chrissy, do you have a sense of what that's going to be like here in Chicago? Have you had the opportunity to do this here?
We actually just arrived in tonight, and we're doing our first shows at elementary schools in the greater Chicago area tomorrow.
Okay.
The show is basically the same from each school. It definitely changes depending on the kids, you know, what they know about the shows and their individual ideas coming through. But we're excited to come to Chicago.
And what is, who can tell me about the Story Pirates? Matt, do you want to take that one?
Sure. The Story Pirates is an organization that Chrissy and I both work for in New York, and we also have a branch in L.A. And we're an organization that our mission is to get kids excited about writing. So we go into schools and we do workshops for kids, teaching them how to write good stories and story structure. And then we'll come back with a group of actors, improvisers, comedians, and perform those stories as the kids wrote them in the assemblies. And it's a wonderful program that we are very happy to be a part of in New York. And Penguin Young Readers has partnered with the Story Pirates for a few years now on these book tours. So this year, being Roald Dahl's 100th birthday, Penguin Young Readers reached out to Story Pirates and said, hey, we'd really love to partner with you guys on a touring show. And I think the mission of Penguin Young Readers, which is to get kids inspired and using their imaginations, and that of the Story Pirates, really go together quite well.
And Chrissy, this is such a, by the way, Matt, it sounds like from what you described, a really dynamic way to encourage kids to use their imaginations, to really be immersed. And I'm wondering, Chrissy, what do you think it is about the Roald Dahl stories that get kids so, you know, imaginative and really kind of want to be in that world?
I think Roald Dahl books that really connect with kids, because most of them have a child as a main character, and
right,
they're usually just normal kids who overcome some sort of outside force just through kindness and being good people. And usually whatever mean adult in the story kind of gets their comeuppance, which I think is gratifying as a child to read. He also doesn't sugarcoat. He doesn't really talk down to kids in his stories. Like, his worlds are pretty dark and twisted, but still have a really comedic sensibility about them that I think translates to kids and adults. I mean, that's why we still, like, watch Willy Wonka and watch Charlie and Chocolate Factory, and all these books have been turned into movies for all ages to enjoy.
Yeah, it is. And now there's other Broadway productions, whether it's BFG in the movie and Matilda, you know, on the stage. And I did not know that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is going to be on Broadway this April. So there's a lot going on in the world of Roald Dahl. And oddly enough, with the passing of Gene Wilder recently, I think a lot of people went back to watch that movie and that interpretation of his story. And there is sort of an invitation from his stories, isn't there? I mean, do you feel like it inspires, you know, the way he does a storytelling to a whole new generation of writers, Matt?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's a reason that filmmakers like Wes Anderson or Tim Burton, you know, have made his movies into these big blockbuster films, I think, because they really do translate. And like Chrissy was saying, you know, he didn't talk down to his readers.
Right.
And I think it's very timeless, and I think kids and adults can relate to it and enjoy it together, you know. And there's not a lot of that kind of entertainment out there today. And for someone who would have been 100 years old, it's pretty amazing that his work still holds up the way it does.
And Chrissy, what is the goal then? Is it partly to inspire kids to write, or are there other goals that you have as being part of this this wonderful celebration?
It's definitely to inspire kids to write, but it's also to really celebrate the work of Roald Dahl, to get them excited not only about writing but also about reading. These books have connected with kids for so many years, and if this trivia show like sparks in them, like, oh, I didn't know that question, so I'm going to go get a Roald Dahl book and I'm going to read it. And then they read another one, and then they have an idea for a story. And hopefully it just snowballs into a huge writing, reading extravaganza.
Oh, it just sounds go ahead, Matt.
I was just going to say, in fact, Roald Dahl said, and we quote this in the show, that every idea begins with a spark. You know, so we really try to enable the kids to have those idea sparks throughout the show. Inspired by Roald Dahl's works, but also in an improv element that we incorporate into the trivia show, which is also a part of our work as Story Pirates as well.
Yeah, this sounds like such an amazing event. Again, I want to let our listeners know that we are talking to Chrissy Shackelford and Matt Zambrano, who are going to be leading a lot of kids in the Chicagoland area on this wondrous, splendiferous Showdown bus tour. So what I'm reading is that a lot of the stops are at elementary schools, but you're also going to have a couple of public stops, and including the Eric Carle Museum in Amherst. How can people get involved? How can they participate in the celebration? Chrissy?
Yeah, there's celebrations going on this entire year all over. It's a real global celebration at botanical gardens, zoos, different restaurants around the country and the world. And you can actually go to RollDoll.com/USA to get a Roald Dahl birthday party pack. To celebrate 100 years of Roald Dahl. And it's very cool. It's a lot of stickers, if you like free stickers, which I do. And you can get that and celebrate that way. They also, Penguin just released five of Roald Dahl's books in special hardback editions as part of the celebration of Roald Dahl's 100th birthday as well.
Well, this sounds like a great event. By the way, do you guys mind if I ask you a little bit about yourselves? Like, Matt, where are you from originally?
I am from Denver, Colorado, 303 Mile High, represent.
Well done. And what's your background? Did you study theater? Was it something you always dreamt of as a kid, that you wanted to be a performer and a writer? What I'm reading is a slam poet, you're a teacher, a mime, all these things.
Yeah, well, you know, as a matter of fact, my first experience with theater was seeing an assembly come to my elementary school. I was in first grade, and I remember there was a giant weevil on a scooter that rode around, and at the end they gave us all toothbrushes. But what I remember the most was just sitting in the audience and thinking, this is somebody's job, you know? Like, I didn't know that there was a career called acting at that point, you know?
Right.
So I've always loved performing, I've always loved writing, and moved to New York City after I got my MFA from the National Theater Conservatory, and immediately got in line with the Story Pirates. I got to see one of their shows. They do a flagship show every Saturday at the Drama Bookshop, and I went and saw the show and fell in love with the company. It's just a great group of people, and to see the kids there who had written these stories and then were performed by adults, you could just see how excited they were about it. And I've done a lot of work with kids theater, and Story Pirates just seemed like a great fit.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. Chrissy Shackelford, where are you from? I feel like I'm doing a This Is Your Life moment. Chrissy Shackelford, where are you from?
I am from Texas. Ooh. I grew up in Dallas, and then I lived in Austin for a while. I lived in Austin. Now I live in New York.
And did you study theater? Was this something that you wanted to do as a child as well?
Yes, I did. I kind of always wanted to be a performer. Mm-hmm. Never really realized that was a thing you could do for a while. So when I was growing up, I was like, I will be lawyer. I will be doctor.
Right.
And then finally realized oh no, you don't want to do that. You want to pretend to be those things.
Because you want to be able to do it all. What was that?
Yeah.
That's a.
So I studied theater in college and then moved to New York. And like Matt, I had heard about the Story Pirates. I knew of their work for quite some time while I was living in Texas. And so when I moved to New York, that was one of the first things I did, was connect with Story Pirates.
It sounds like you guys are really having quite the... Are you doing the entire year with this tour? So it looks like it's a global year-long celebration. How many places will you visit?
We actually just started the tour. On September 10th, and we go until September 30th. So we are only a part of the 20 days. But we got to actually celebrate Roald Dahl's birthday at a school the first week of our tour, which is really nice. So we are only doing the show for about a month, touring across the United States.
And Chrissy, how many places have you visited so far?
We've been to so many places. We started in Amherst, Massachusetts. Then we went through more places in Massachusetts. We went through Pennsylvania, Kentucky, stopped in New Jersey. We've gone through Ohio. Now we were in Michigan earlier today, now through Illinois. And then next week we'll kind of go through the middle of the country. We'll go through Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and we actually end in Texas.
Oh, there you go. Are you going to have a chance to see anybody going anywhere?
I am. I'm going to,
meet up with those old friends.
Oh, see, that's nice. And I'm guessing having to jump from town to town, it's sort of hard to, you know, really get a taste of the local flavor. Matt, have you had a favorite place, even in this whirlwind tour you've been on so far?
You know, it's been fun to say that I've gone to McCungee, Pennsylvania, and Kalamazoo, because they're very fun places to say. But Amherst was actually a really great little town. We didn't get to spend a lot of time there, but the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art was incredible, and just a really great event space and museum dedicated to kids' art from books, which I thought was really cool. It's all been really great so far. Actually, some of my favorite times have just been riding around in our big yellow van and seeing the looks of the people as we drive by.
Oh, that does sound like a wonderful adventure. Again, we've been talking to the Story Pirate actors Matt Zambrano and Chrissy Shackelford, who are on tour this month for the Roald Dahl 100 celebration. And everyone can go and be a part of the fun. You can go to roalddahl.com/USA for a lot of different zoos that are participating and eateries. You can also get the party pack, as Chrissy mentioned earlier. Again, go to roalddahl.com, and there's so many different places that you can find out all the different adventures that you can go be a part of. I want to thank you both for joining me so late. I know you have to get up early and start taking these kids on these adventures throughout the area. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and I hope you have fun.
Thank you so much, Patty. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Good night. Get some rest, will you?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
More after this on 720 WGN.
Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go!
Go Cubs, go!
Hey, it's Kerry Wood.
The Cubs in September. We'll hear it all on WGN.
Let's go!
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Now I'm in my 80s. It's still true there's only one bottom line in weight loss. It's taking in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more than that, you will lose weight. If anybody asks, I need weight loss, do you guarantee I will lose weight? Yes. And if you call me back, even in just 1 week, and tell me you didn't lose weight on 1,200 calorie plan, I play no games. I will tell you that you are either cheating or lying there in a coma, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks or contracts to sign. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating serves you what you should be eating for the rest of your life. Meals are freshly prepared, not frozen, and include fresh fruits and vegetables. Go to SeattleSutton.com or 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Call us right now. You'll be glad you did. 800-442-DIET or SeattleSutton.com.
Orion Samuelson here, and you know I buy my vehicles from the Gary Lang Auto Group in McHenry because I know I will always receive the best in customer care from their knowledgeable sales associates. Take a look at a sleek new 2016 Buick and buy from Gary Lang, a dealer you can trust. Right now, drive home a brand new Buick LaCrosse, Encore, Regal, even the Enclave with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus no payments until winter. Gary Lang has hundreds of new Buicks to choose. Don't just take my word for it. Go to Gary Lang Buick in McHenry, a dealer you can trust. Experience the Gary Lang difference for yourself, but hurry in while selection is at its best. Gary Lang Buick is located on Route 31 between Crystal Lake and McHenry, or visit GaryLangAuto.com and view their entire inventory 24/7. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
0% for 60 months is $16.67 for every $1,000 finance to approve credit.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's almost time for Nick D to take over. And He's got Jake the Snake. Roberts discusses the legendary wrestling career and upcoming shows at Zany's when he joins Nick D at 2:15. Rachel, it's been a pleasure working with you tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You as well. Thanks for letting me live out my Mean Girls acting dreams.
That was wonderful. Well done. Esmeralda, also some great reading on your part.
Oh, thank you.
Stage directions. Well done. And Veronica Carter's up in news. How are you doing tonight, Veronica?
Hey, good.
And I love seeing you, but that means that our poor Vic Vaughn is still not feeling well.
I know. I'm assuming by now he's starting to kick it, you know?
Yeah.
He said he was just couldn't even breathe. Having to sit up sleeping. And,
yeah. No, that's the worst feeling. When you feel the sinuses start to go, you gotta jump on it with some Mucinex Maximum Strength. I think it's Mucinex D Maximum Strength. I do the neti pot. Does anyone neti pot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do that. The sinurins. I feel like I'm waterboarding myself.
There's a new one I saw on TV where the water, instead of it just streaming out of your nose, it still streams out of your nose, but it streams into a container. So you can just, you can rinse anywhere. You don't have to be over a sink now.
Oh, man. And we leave you with that visual image. If I could only do that for Lenny, doesn't want me to leave with that image. Nick DiGiulio is up next tomorrow night. It's Friday, so that means it's time for What's in the Box. We can wind up. We look forward to welcoming author Rick Perlstein will be in studio with us, as well as Rojo Gusano is bringing some cocktails. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Here with your news is Veronica Carter.
Mostly cloudy, 71 at O'Hare. Mayor Emanuel laid out his vision for fighting crime, job opportunities, training, and new technology for police, and the addition of almost 1,000 new and promoted officers as part of his plan.
For all the things that make Chicago great, for all the things that make us proud to call ourselves Chicagoans, the violence that is happening corrodes our core. It is not the Chicago we know, and it is not the Chicago we love.
Meanwhile, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says rebuilding community trust remains top of the list.
That's one of the top goals on my agenda. But I do see some improvement right now, but it's a long road because relationships didn't get frayed overnight, so it's not going to be an overnight fix.
Mayor Emanuel's entire speech is at WGNRadio.com. Not guilty plea for a Chicago police officer.
41-year-old Marco Pirano was released on his own recognizance after pleading not guilty to federal civil rights charges. Dashboard camera video shows him firing shots into a car, injuring two teenagers. The car had earlier been pulled over for speeding. He's facing two counts. Each carries a maximum 10 years in prison. Steve Bertrand, WGN News.
An officer in Tulsa who shot and killed an unarmed man will be charged with manslaughter.
It only took a few days for Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kunstweiler to charge the officer who shot an unarmed man.
I determined that the filing of the felony crime of manslaughter in the first degree against Tulsa Police Officer Betty Shelby is warranted.
Officer Shelby has insisted that she thought Crutcher was reaching for a weapon inside his car when she shot him. Andy Field, ABC News.
Cleanup efforts underway in Utah following severe weather. In Weber County, it appears a tornado briefly touched down yesterday. We're hearing more than two dozen homes damaged. Sergeant Matt Jensen of the Sheriff's Office describes a frantic rush to help people.
Deputies arrived and numerous calls were coming in with telephone lines falling into houses, falling down, sparking, trees falling into yards, into houses. It was pretty chaotic.
Well, flying in America is remarkably safe. ABC's Richard Davies' findings from an annual survey by the National Transportation Safety Board.
In nearly 18 million hours of flying, the NTSB says there were no fatal accidents for U.S. airlines last year, a repeat of 2014's impressive safety record. Accidents and fatalities were down for private planes, with the lowest number for many years. 376 people lost their lives, says Board Chairman Christopher Hart, which is why improving aviation safety remains a high priority. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Imagine that this is the sound of credit card fraud. It's just one part of identity theft. Add in someone opening a new cell phone account in your name, someone buying or renting properties in your name, or filing fake tax returns in your name, and you begin to understand that identity theft is more than just credit fraud. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, identity theft becomes a little less ominous. Now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code LIFELOCK. LifeLock.
Experience an unforgettable evening of music with the Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz as he shares behind-the-scenes stories from his Tony Award-winning musicals Pippin, Godspell, and Wicked at the Mackinac Arts Center Friday, October 7th. Broadway stars Liz Callaway, Scott Coulter, and Debbie Gravett perform the music of Wicked, Pippin, and Godspell in a thrilling concert experience. See Stephen Schwartz and friends Friday, October 7th at the Mac. For tickets, call 630-942-4000 or visit at the Mac.
WGN Sports. Northwestern hosts Nebraska tomorrow in Big Ten football. Pregame at 6, the kickoff at 6:30 with Dave Ennett and Ted Albrecht on 720 WGN, WGNradio.com, and your WGN radio app. Baseball, pretty quiet yesterday. Cubs and Sox were both off. St. Louis at the Cubs this afternoon at 1:20, and Sox taking on Cleveland at 6:10 tonight. Soccer, Chicago Fire at New York City. WGN Traffic, Esmeralda Leon.
Right now we're seeing some delays on the Bishop Ford on the northbound side, Dan Ryan to Michigan Avenue. We do have a right lane closed. Also, the entrance from southeastbound Dalton is fully closed until 5 a.m. On the rest of the roads, the Edens is clear. The Kennedy is looking good as well. And the Eisenhower running with no major problems. On the outbound side, though, of the Eisenhower, keep an eye out for construction. First Avenue to 5th, two left lanes are closed. On the inbound side around Thorndale, two right lanes are down. Stevenson is running with no major problems, and the Dan Ryan is looking good. Lakeshore Drive, we're not seeing any delays there, and I-57 also running with no problems. On the tolls, 355, we are seeing some delays on 355 southbound due to construction around 75th Street. Mesmer Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
The WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast, just a slight chance of showers overnight, our low 69. Slight chance continuing later today. We've got a high about 74. Still a slight chance of showers on Friday night, but then mostly cloudy on Saturday. High 75 degrees. Right now at O'Hare, 71. Midway, 74. And Wheaton at 69 degrees. Along Chicago's lakefront, 68. I'm Veronica Carter in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, all right, all right.
Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink beer with.
Start your engine!
I was born with my papa's son wandering out and a smoking gun. Some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
All right, all right, all right. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. weekday mornings here on WGN. At 5 o'clock, it's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And at 6 o'clock, my hero and yours, Steve Cochran, with the morning show. How's everybody doing? It's Friday, which means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. So get your Fly Jam requests ready to go right after 4 o'clock. Dan will become DJ Shagru, and he'll get ready, and he'll get ripping. Ripping? I don't know. I just made that up. Sounded fly. Anyway, Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. First thing I have to announce is that Jake the Snake canceled our interview. He canceled on us, so we're gonna have to reschedule. But I guess he went long or something at the comedy club he was at, or something happened, and we're not gonna have Jake on tonight. We're gonna work it out so that we get him on next week. His appearances at Zany's are October 3rd and 4th. 3rd he'll be in the Old Town location, and on the 4th he'll be in the Rosemont location on his Unspoken Word tour. So Jake the Snake Roberts, who is a legend and a legendary wrestler, will not be appearing on the show this morning. He had to cancel, so there you go. But we'll get him on next week. We got a lot of other stuff on the show. We got Straight Out of Context. That's where you listen to this station 24/7 whenever anybody says anything out of context that sounds dirty. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 when anybody mentions me or the show. You're a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we got You Big Dummy, where we read all the true news stories of people doing really dumb stuff, and we vote on who's the dumbest. And we got that coming up as well. And if you would like to be a reader on our You Big Dummy segment, find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you, and you can read it on the air. And on top of that, you get yourself a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. So it's a win-win-win situation. All right, let's say hello to everybody on the show this morning. My great producer, Dan Shagrew. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Another week, man.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
You got big stuff planned for the weekend?
Two of my really good friends, their birthdays are this week, so we're going up to Wisconsin for a little couple-day getaway.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
What part of Wisconsin?
Lake Geneva.
Oh, good for you, man. Well, that's fun.
Yep.
All right, couple of birthdays, and you're going up to Wisconsin. That's cool, man.
Yep.
All right. In the newsroom is Veronica Carter filling in for the sick Vic.
I haven't heard anything, you know, any updates from him, but I'm just assuming we're just going to look positively at this, that he's getting better.
Yeah, I would. My guess is that, you know, he'll be back on Monday morning. That would be my guess. You know, but sometimes you need to take a few days off to fully recover, and you don't want to bring the sickness here.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
make all your coworkers hate you.
Exactly. You don't want to. If you're sick, stay home. Stay home, you know. So, well, anyway, Veronica's here. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. You ready for more fly jams this morning?
I am. I'm always ready for fly jams.
Okay, good. Although you did pick Da Do Run Run last week.
I was just messing with you.
Okay.
I like to do that, though, so
uh-oh.
Never know.
We'll see. Okay.
If I have idle time on my hands, that's when I get in trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll sure to keep you busy then.
Good
idea. Traffic Central is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
And welcome back again.
Oh, thank you.
Nice short week for you.
I know. It's nice.
You go to Boston for a week, you come home, you work 2 days, and you're off again.
Well, actually, I am hosting tomorrow. Wait.
What?
Yes, tomorrow, Saturday.
Saturday.
From 2 to 5 with John Hansen, yes.
Oh, good for you.
So.
Very, very cool. So that'd be Friday night into Saturday morning.
Yes.
So it'd be 24 hours from now.
Yes.
Okay, so cool. So 24 hours from now, you will be hosting with John Hansen.
Yeah, it should be fun.
That's fun. That's awesome. I'll make sure to tune in. Okay, cool. All right, so we're here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got all the regular stuff coming up now. Dan brought a story to my attention that got me thinking here where we could jump off on this. The story is these rescuers reached these Russian meteorologists who were trapped by polar bears. This is a true story. And I'll read the story about these Russian meteorologists and the Russian meteorologists versus polar bears. And that got me to thinking that we should talk about the best man versus nature movies, because that is a subgenre unto its own. And there are so many great ones and so many awful ones in that category that we can cover like every type of quality of movie just by talking about the great man versus nature movies and the terrible ones. 312-981-7200. I got a list here of a bunch of them that will jar some memories. I've got a few myself, and if you want to jump in with your thoughts, text or talk man versus nature movies, the best ones, the worst ones, the weirdest ones. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So here's the story. Five meteorologists who were trapped for 2 weeks after polar bears surrounded their weather station are now able to leave the building after the creatures were chased away. They had been holed up in their facility in the Izvestytsk Islands, which is about 2,800 miles from Moscow, after a dozen of the animals moved into the area. The meteorologists ran out of signal flares that they were using to scare away the bears, which had previously eaten their guard dog. God. Russian officials had feared the siege could last another month, the time it would take for a specially dispatched ship to reach the islands in the Kara Sea, high in the Arctic Circle. But on Tuesday night, a research vessel took a detour to assist the incarcerated weathermen. And the ship chartered by Russian's state run oil firm Rosneft frightened away the bears using its helicopter before resupplying the weather station with more flares and puppies. The puppies are not yet big enough to deter bears, but the station is planning to draft a replacement adult guard dog as soon as possible. Some of the bears had taken to sleeping directly outside the windows of the outpost. Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
No, I'd be terrified. It's unbelievable. There is no risk of the researchers starving because they had a year's worth of food, but they were forced to take dangerous trips to the nearby building housing the facility's diesel generator, toting a gun for protection. Polar bears are an endangered species. In Russia, it's a crime to shoot them unless it's in self-defense. The bears usually leave the islands in the summer, but this time they were stranded by the melting ice. And apparently